participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yep.
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Oh, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
If you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Let me see.
Hank.
What's wrong?
Hank. Look that way. Look up.
Right.
Look down.
Right.
Does that loosen you up? How's that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way.
Yeah.
Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
It is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal, got a really bad infection, lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh,
yeah.
Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over. And I couldn't. So what?
A little more than a month ago, my wife Sam and myself were invited to Kensington Palace in London to have coffee with Princess Di. I thought that meeting Diana again for the third or fourth time, we could talk to her about helping me educate the British people about the 40 neuromuscular diseases that we battle. We had a marvelous time talking about what we plan to do. And each time I'd been with Diana, it was when she needed me to help her do for someone else. Because this show is about heart, and because it's people helping people, I dedicate this telethon to Princess Di, the Princess of Wales.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life in place. Yes. Everybody's got a life in place. A life in place to go home.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Best of Don and Mike. You know, usually we start the show with a bunch of hellos. But as we prepare to move to our new studio, the Don and Mike Show and crew, we are busy transferring electronic data to other electronic data receivers. So perhaps next week we'll have the hello. But until then, you've got me. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. And I'm glad to be here to bring you the best of Dynamike. Dynamike on vacation until July 11th. And I'll tell you what, we have lots and lots and lots of good stuff for you. Heap and plate load of Best of Don and Mike today, and of course all next week and the week after that. So let's get right into it. I think you recall this one. This is Larry on Larry interviewing Al Roker. It's the Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The great Al Roker is on the phone. And we'll have him on. We'll just tell him right up front that we're friends with Tony, and he won't be pissed.
No, I don't think so.
Al.
Hello.
Al Roker. Now,
yeah.
Let's give Al a nice big round of applause. We almost feel like we're cheating here because we are close friends with the other guy from the other show.
And I love Tony. Nice guy.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then once we get past that... What?
You got something in your nose. There you go.
Thank you.
But nobody would know that.
I know. It's just I
embarrass me in front of Al Roker.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
Al, of course, we're big fans of you and the Today Show.
Yes.
And we used to. You don't care about the stuff with Katie Couric that we knew her before she was Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
What we'd like to do, we know that you want to promote your show on the Food Network.
Yes.
We would love to interview you.
I watched that over the weekend.
If you wouldn't mind, we'd like to interview you as Larry King. We feel most comfortable with Larry King's kind of wandering stream of consciousness interview style.
We're on a little bit of a Larry King kick right now, Al. We're not asking you to do anything to join in the skit. We're simply asking you to answer. Well, it is a sketch. It's a comedy sketch.
That's right.
We're asking you just to. We're going to ask you the questions like Larry would, and you just answer them like if Larry was interviewing. And you'll see if you can track with the. It's kind of a new Larry King style of interviewing.
Okay.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show. We're joined by Albert Roker from the Today Show. You like weather, Al?
I love weather. I live weather.
You like hot or cold? Which do you prefer? You're a weatherman.
I like the cold because you can always warm up. Once you're hot, there's really not much you can do to cool off.
So you think people in Alaska are happier than people in Hawaii?
I think.
You ever been to Hawaii, Al? I've been there.
I can't spell Hawaii.
Hawaii's a nice place. It's warm in Hawaii, so if you like the cold, I suppose you'd prefer the cooler climates and the places on vacation. Do you vacation?
They have air conditioning in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So you can get cold in Hawaii.
Exactly.
Right. What's your favorite food? You like food, right?
I like food.
I enjoy food.
Is there a particular food you like?
Whatever's in front of
me. Al has a show, Recipe for Success, Food Network, second season. That episode starts tomorrow, 9:30 Central on Food Network. Al, I was on an airline yesterday. Bad food.
They don't do well.
You like airline food?
I like the little nuts in the foil pack.
You like Northwest? You like the Northwest? I like the United.
I don't like an airline that basically their name is One Direction.
Okay. Oh God. Oh God. You got me with that one. One Direction.
You know, Southwest. What are you going to do with that? You kind of feel like I have to go Southwest.
Right.
If you're in, say, Arizona, where do you go?
You ever get out?
You're in Northwest. You're in Seattle.
He got me with that one.
It's the Don and Mike Show. We're talking with Al Roker.
We're asking him all sorts of things about weather and food.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. My all-time favorite airline slogan was the old one that Delta had, which they eventually, and rightfully so, finally retired, which was, Delta gets you there. Wow. That's unbelievable.
Delta.
You actually get me there. I give you money, and you act like it's a big deal to get me there. Never understood that one.
Al, you're on the Today Show. You've got the gig. You're the trusted weatherman. Why don't you do the Smucker's birthdays?
Well, because that's...
Do you want the Smucker's? I know, but do you want it?
No, I...
You want the Smuckers?
I don't, because you know what? I like Smuckers, but, you know, I always have the problem when I go in the fridge, there's a little jelly ring underneath when I take the jar out.
Al, when you're standing outside for years talking with people, you're the go-to guy, do they annoy you ever?
They don't. They, some frighten me. Frighten me. Because, you know, there's a look.
Al.
And they want to be on TV. And the fact of the matter is, I could be Saddam Hussein. If I would put them on TV, they would say, we love you.
Saddam Hussein, not a good guy.
Not a bad guy.
We're with Al Roker. Al, you...
You know the one shot I always loved of Saddam Hussein? The one where he's on the balcony and he fires off the shotgun?
Oh, yeah.
I always want a guy to fall... 3 seconds later. It's like
then.
That scene from, you know, Naked Gun 33 and a third, when Fred Ward fires off a gun and goes, nobody gets hurt, and then the guy falls on the stage after him.
We're here with Al Roker. Al, I know from watching you on the box, you love hats.
I like the hat.
You like a nice hat?
My father always wore a hat, and so I always like to wear a hat, you know, kind of an...
Do you have a cap collection, Al?
I have a baseball cap collection, and I have a number of fedoras. I have three winter-type fedoras, and I have two Panama hats.
Are you aware of the lie that I, Lay King, have perpetuated for years, that I played stickball with Sandy Koufax?
Yeah, I do. And after all this time, I don't understand a grown man who doesn't have a jacket.
Al,
why don't you get a jacket?
Because I like showing my suspenders.
Because... That is the boniest frame I have ever seen.
The shoulders touch.
I love Larry King.
No, it's the shoulder blades. Al, are you aware that my shoulder blades actually touch?
I think you could actually cut melons. That's why I think Larry, you do need to watch my show Recipe for Success.
On the Food Network.
Because it's all about food, and maybe you might be induced to eat a cookie.
Al, you got another show, didn't you? You had another one on the Food Network.
Well, Recipe for Success, I don't host. I just produce that.
You produce. What's the name of the one where you go everywhere?
That's Roker on the Road.
Roker on the Road.
Yes.
That's a clever name for you. You travel and you go on the road to different places and you call it Roker on the Road.
Actually, no, I drink and just fall down a lot.
That's very exciting.
It's for 30 minutes. People watch me, you know, knock back a few belts and then I drop down onto an interstate.
Al. Now, here's the serious part. When you hear Larry's mouth get chalky...
Yes, go ahead. You know, get serious.
You were not on the air for a couple of weeks because of you had some back problems.
A back issue.
Mm. Do you like the pills? Are you like Rush?
I'm not doing the Rush.
You didn't get hooked on the baby blues?
I don't even know Roy Black.
All right. So you don't. So it's no. And now you're back and you're happy and you're healthy?
And if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Have I seen you?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy.
Who wrote that song, Al? That's a great song.
It's one of the great songs. One of the all-time great songs.
It's catchy. My kid's Chance Armstrong King and Cannon. What's Cannon's middle name?
Boom Boom.
Cannon Boom Boom King. They both liked it. They enjoyed it. We're talking with Al Roker. The show is Recipe Success. News Hour with Aaron Brown is coming up next.
Al's show on the Food Network.
If you're Aaron Brown, how ticked off are you? You know, you've worked your whole life, and then along comes Anderson Cooper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like him. We don't like the young Anderson Cooper.
No.
He's cocky.
He's got an attitude.
Cooper?
Cocky doesn't work in this business, does it?
No.
Here's another great Larry non-sequitur. I'll tell you, go. We're talking with Al Roker. Al, New Orleans, sad.
He'll just throw that out.
That's hilarious.
Of all
didn't
you were down there, sad. And then he'll follow it up with like, yeah, sad.
Do you like peppermint?
I'm more a wintergreen.
Al, no one like you can wear a seersucker suit. I seen him wear.
You saw him wear the seersucker?
On the Today Show.
You like the seersucker, Al?
Do you mind the jibes you get from the cast and crew when you wear the seersucker?
It's kind of like jibe talking. Jibe talking.
Do you like the Bee Gees?
I like the B. I'm not crazy about the G.
Britney Spears, we're talking with Al Roker, has a baby. Do you like boys or girls?
I enjoy them both. I have a boy and I have two girls.
Ah. Daddies, daddies love their little girls, right? But boys, you can play stickball with.
Right, with yes, with Sandy Koufax.
That's right.
With Sandy Koufax.
We're talking with Al Roker.
Al.
The new show is Recipe for Success. Al.
It's hosted by Eric McClendon, a fine-looking young man who in fact, has never heard of Sandy Koufax.
What is the recipe for success, Al?
It's two parts sweat, one part imagination, and one part having a dad who's the head of the CEO. it's an interesting show in that, you know, we do, you mentioned Roker on the Road. We did a segment each week on people who had food dreams, who wanted to, you know, pursue a career in food, and it proved so popular, they ended up doing a spinoff on it. And, you know, folks from, you know, come up with a great pizza or, you know, everybody, you know, somebody who said, your chocolate chip cookies, those are the best. You ought to go into business. Well, these are people who've done that.
No.
And so it's kind of a fun show.
Will you ever open up a restaurant, Al?
No, you know, it's a lot of work. 9 out of 10 of them fold.
Cause?
And because freeloading celebrities like yourself come in and expect a free meal.
That's right. I remember going to Duke Siebert's, and I never paid for the matzo ball soup.
Cars. I was thinking about cars. They drive fast. Do you like a car?
I've seen cars.
You've seen cars. So have I. Yes.
Cars.
Some of them make a lot of noise. Sharpie makes a good pen.
Yes.
You use the Sharpie, Al?
I like the Sharpie, except, you know, the tip. It only stays sharp for about 7 minutes.
The Abacue Card
and
Boy.
And call it Sharpie, and then they're not.
The Abacue Card Boy.
We have a cue card girl.
A cue card girl. What's her name?
Cutie.
Is she vigorous? Cutie.
Judy or Cutie?
Judy?
Cutie.
Now, you don't read the cards, right, for the weather?
I play cards.
For the weather?
Oh, you play. You like the poker?
I love the Texas Hold'em, but I'm supposed to hold.
All right, here we go. This is a Larry King exclusive, ladies and gentlemen, an idea for Al Roker. We'll call it Roker Poker.
It's interesting. You're going from Larry King to Regis Philbin.
That would be Roker Poker. All right, that'd be a nice transition.
Kind of morphing there.
I know, we're just going out of our minds here.
But with Al Roker.
Why are you doing the dueling Larry King?
I don't know.
Well, I can explain. We got on a Larry King kick, and we do this, and then we just get upset.
Because really, when you think about it, his interviews really do go like from, seriously, we're with Al Roker, New Orleans, sad.
Yeah.
Then it would be like you're talking to a three-year-old.
Right.
Hey, Al, that set you're on. Oh, pretty colors.
And I think it's...
You like colors?
I actually like the one.
You like blue?
Chicago, hello.
What's
Los Angeles. Bigger than a bread box?
Lots of people think blue's the number one color.
What's the number one Sharpie color, Al?
I think black.
Black followed by red, don't you think?
I would believe so.
There we are.
Yellow, not very popular.
Do you like the shiny metallic new Sharpies like the football players signed the helmets with?
I like them, except they gum up very quickly.
You like the football?
I like the football a little too pebbly.
You know, I'm giving Al Roker at this stage of the game a round of applause because he's playing along with us, right?
The NFL is big, right?
Except, why only three letters? it's always the National Football League. Shouldn't it be TNFL?
Three letters, except when they have their Super Bowl, then they use the numbers, the Roman numerals.
The Roman numerals. Nobody knows those.
Very confusing.
I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Why don't they use Greek numbers?
Greek numbers would be better.
I think so.
Easier to read.
Mm-hmm. Alpha, beta, theta.
Campbell Brown, how she say so thin?
And yet,
I worry.
She's really more of a pinkish.
You said it.
All right,
Al.
Here's the thing: for people who are students of broadcasting, you guys are legends, and it's just fun to be on the radio.
Well, thank you, Al. That's nice of you.
We're not legends. We're here with the legend Al Roker.
Yeah.
Al
Don is refusing to get out of character.
He won't. He's just going to have to slap.
That's going to be our new modus operandi.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned you do this Larry King thing. I was working out at the gym about a month ago, and I look over, and there he is on the treadmill.
Okay. Larry?
Larry King. Mm-hmm. The gym my wife and I belong to is at a hotel.
What do you think? The human frog in one?
No, he's just...
Did he have on black socks?
No, he had on a full workout, but the shorts, and I thought... I could snap him like a twist.
Yeah.
I could just reach over, grab one of his legs, and make a wish.
Wow, that must have been a little frightening to see him on a treadmill, because he really, he has gotten teeny tiny, hasn't he?
He is as thin as, I mean, I don't ever really think he was ever heavy.
Right. No, he had like a little paunch back when he was, you know.
Now, it's like, you know, I mean, you know, just like, you just keep thinking chicken.
He had a paunch. That reminds me. You like the show Chips?
Yeah.
With Ponch?
Remember? I like to eat them.
Eric Estrada?
Ponch and John.
Whatever happened to Eric?
I don't know why they called it Chips, because there's no I.
That's right. That's right. It was just CHP, California Highway Patrol, right, Al?
Exactly.
Do you ever look at Law and Order?
I'm always confused. I don't understand what Law and Order has to do with an Escalade. You know, Law and Order SUV.
It's gripping.
SUV.
It's gripping. Tell me something. Are you like me? Do you just laugh when you see Joey, the TV show?
I have a look of puzzlement.
I think it's hilarious. Who is he? What's his name?
Matt LeBlanc.
He's great.
He's an enormous talent.
His father did all those voices on the Warner Brothers cartoon.
That's right. Mel LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
Yeah. Oh.
Two and a Half Men, that's funny, right?
Right, except they're really, it's really two men and a kid. I'm expecting to see a semi-dismembered torso.
You like the Cirque du Soleil, Al?
I'm not crazy about it because they don't really have real clowns. Nobody comes out of a little car.
All right.
But talking to Al Roker, who's got a show producing Recipe for Success.
Recipe for Success on the Food Network.
Local listings, 9:30.
Second season starts Central tomorrow. Your wife's on the television.
It's on 2020.
Is she desperate? Is she a desperate housewife, Al?
She's desperate to stay away from me.
That's pretty normal. I find that most marriages work that way. The time apart. Help her hurt.
Yeah, like the dentist says, abscess makes the heart grow fonder.
You got all your teeth?
Yeah,
I'm missing a few.
All my teeth.
I got some crowns.
You got some crowns and bridge work.
I think that you know what I like about a bridge?
What's that?
No matter how far you go, there you are.
There you are.
A bridge over the River Kwai.
A brilliant statement by Al Roker. The bridge gets you to where you're going.
Exactly.
Hey, Al.
Like Delta Airlines.
Gets you there.
My hip is fake.
Wow.
I have a fake hip.
Caramel or peanut butter, Al?
If
you had to choose.
I'd have to go with the caramel.
Caramel, good man. Yeah. Good guy. Al Roker, good guy, likes caramel.
Again, kind of slipping into Regis there.
No, all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm only one man.
I could do that easily.
I'm having a heart attack.
Where's Donald Trump?
Where's Gelman?
You like drawing pictures?
I do enjoy drawing pictures. Yeah. I like making the little sunny faces.
I've seen your cartoons.
Thank you.
Cartoons today, they're violent. Where's the happy ones like Transformers?
Kids?
Which is more predictable?
Okay, here's a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I can understand, I can buy that the Roadrunner and the Coyote, I could understand that the Coyote could order this stuff from Acme.
Right? Acme, yes.
Where did he get the money?
Oh, my God, that's true.
No visible means of support.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers provided it?
Yeah.
The studio, is that what you're saying,
yeah,
Buzz?
I don't understand.
That was the budget. Al brings up a valid point. Al, comic strips are funny, like Henry, right? Henry's funny, right?
But never talks.
Family circus.
Family circus. There's no animals, and nobody has a whip.
Not funny. Family circus, not funny.
Dennis the Menace, funny.
Yeah.
Always funny.
Mr. Wilson.
Blondie, Chick Yellow. Always.
Man, a lot of anger issues.
You're a big comic book fan?
I do enjoy the comic book.
Some comics.
I'm more of a DC man than a Marvel.
Some comics are sad. Like Mary Worth.
Yeah.
That's Mary sad.
Yeah. Oh, my son is coming downstairs and he sounds pretty upset.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's his cue.
I think so.
The name of the show is Recipe for Success. Al Roker has not been interviewed by Don and Mike. He's actually been interviewed by two Larry Kings today. He's been a good sport. And Al, you're a good guy. Give our very best to Katie Couric.
I certainly will.
You say your son has a cold?
No, he's just upset. He sounds a little... I think he just woke up from a nap.
Give our very best to your son.
Thank you.
Al Roker.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Al.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
There you go. That's Al Roker.
There he is.
The whole time interviewed by Larry King, he leaves the interview saying, yes, they're insane.
They're not right. They're not normal. Oh, come on. What else are we going to say to him? Right. He just wanted the plug, and good for him he got the plug.
That's right. It's complete now, if you're keeping track, We've got, what's his name, Price, Dave Price, Tony Perkins, and Al Roker. Now all the network weathermen.
We got them all.
Unless you bring some guy from the Fox News Channel over.
A Foxcast.
That's not going to count.
I think next would be someone like Jim Cantore.
Yes, so Weather Channel, but
have
it doesn't
you seen
count. The big three we got.
Mike, have you seen the new relaxed set on the Weather Channel?
No, I haven't.
It's a living room type setting. And
sure.
Stephanie Abrams is there. Legs diamond. They wow. Legs that go all the way up to her neck.
Stephanie Abramson's on the set?
You know, they call me Larry the Lip.
Do they have ottomans?
There's an ottoman.
Lamps?
No lamps.
You said it's relaxed. They ought to have lamps for reading.
You know what's nice?
What?
Davenport.
A Davenport.
Have a Davenport?
Yes, Davenport. You took that from Wayne's World.
I did.
Two chimps on a Davenport.
It's funny.
Like Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
I guess it's Al Roker. Oh,
I understand that he's given me a complex, accusing my Larry King of being Regis. Now we have another marriage. Now it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Jackson.
That was not, your Lay is nothing like your Regis.
had to be the phone. Thank you. How you doing, Buzz? I'm good, Larry.
Jesus.
How's your birthday?
Don is my show.
Fantastic.
You went to a whorehouse with your wife.
Gentleman's club.
A whorehouse.
Very scary.
You like whores?
I like all women.
I like the whores.
Incidentally, if you ever want to get out of an interview, say your son's coming downstairs.
Always works.
It always
Hello.
Works. Hello. Don,
hello,
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, hey. What can we do for you?
I need to get out of jury duty, and I'm wondering what's the best way to do it.
Okay, here, very simple. I'll tell you, rent the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance. You'll get your answer in the first 15 minutes.
Do what now?
Have you seen the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance?
No.
It's the best, I believe, of the Die Hard trilogy. Rent it. Wait until Bruce Willis gets the call to go into Harlem wearing the sandwich board. Wear the exact same sandwich board into the courtroom.
They'll excuse you.
I guarantee you'll be out.
You won't be attempt of court or anything?
No, you are.
Did you say it won't be attempt of court? You mean contempt?
You are simply First Amendment. So
I don't think you have to worry. I'm listening to this guy right now. I think I think if he gets interviewed, you know. Do you have any predisposition to any cases? Any strong opinions one way or the other?
When they ask you what the last book you read was, tell them the O'Reilly Factor for Kids.
But no, really,
what about
the movie? Just rent Die Hard 3. Get the sign, go in, they'll let you out.
What about if I don't show up? What do you think will happen then?
Okay,
then you'll be guilty of attempt of court.
That's stupid.
What if I carry like a Malcolm X type of handbook with me or something when I go down to court?
Yeah, then you could do that, too.
You could do that, or you could simply go with my funnier idea of watching that movie. And once you...
But take that sandwich board off before you leave the courtroom.
Don't.
And something tells me now, the more I talk to you, you probably already have that board somewhere in your house.
No, Don. Why you say that, Don?
Well, how do you know? You don't know what's on the sign.
You ain't got a point there. You got a point there.
You just like being on the radio right now, aren't you?
Yeah, how did you know?
You want to make it last as long as you can, don't you?
How did you know?
I just sensed it.
Hey,
you know,
it's over.
He's not qualified to be a professional juror.
Attempt of court.
I know.
I'm guilty of attempt of court.
Why did he even contempt the rest of all?
We're going to talk to Beth Ann McBride.
See what she's up to.
See how it went.
Hey, I like Beth Ann doing Larry.
How was Roka? Did you speak to him after?
Well, his publicist, when you were talking to him, called and wanted to hear it. So I put him on hold, and when I picked it up, he was laughing. So it's fun. He played along.
That's good. Playing along is good. We're talking with Beth Ann McBride, author of Single Girl Success.
And Looking at Myself in the Mirror. That's the follow-up from Beth Ann McBride.
How are you? Have you bought any dresses?
No, I have not. I'm not a fan of the dresses.
You like the pants?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to be me. Yeah, I do.
No, you could be Larry, too.
It's too much Larry.
It's never enough Larry. We're talking with Beth Ann McBride. Do you miss the high odd one?
Huh?
Do you miss the high odd one?
Is that sexual?
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Oh, now, hold on. I got to break it. You've never heard of the phrase, the high hard one? The heat-seeking moisture missile?
That I've heard. The other one I had not.
Baloney pony?
You know, I don't know. Guys didn't talk around me like this. Yeah.
You never had a man dirty talk you in that sweet way?
Do you think that society's more innocent now or more complex?
I think more complex, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Why do women have the right to vote?
What? Yeah.
Why do women have the right to vote?
Because we should have the right to vote. Just
why? Why, Beth Ann? Why? Do you care?
I do care.
Does suffrage matter to you?
It's really an inconvenience
for most
people.
How many Larry Kings are in that room?
We're all Larry.
You're all... Hey, put Joe on. I'd like to see if he wants to try to play this game.
Hello?
Are you still hooked on things?
Still hooked. Enjoying them.
Did you... You sent me a rambling email this weekend, and you sent the rambling email to Rob this weekend. Do you like the electronic mail, Joe?
I like to communicate.
He doesn't like capital letters.
And no.
He spells cause, C-U-Z.
Are you on the antibiotics?
It bothers me.
Antibiotics, antidepressants.
Ah, that's good.
You drink?
Your wife, Tracy Neal, she dropped a case of beer on her hip. How's she doing?
On a foot, not a hip.
Broke three bones.
In a hip? Tracy Neal?
Three bones in the foot.
Three bones. Is she going to recover?
She'll be fine in 8 weeks.
You give her anything? Is she in a cast?
8 weeks, 2 months.
Is she wearing a cast?
No, a soft cast thing.
Are you stealing her meds? We're talking with Joe Odd. You
didn't get any.
Do you think you've caused yourself any permanent brain damage?
You never know.
You forget things. You don't remember?
I like to forget.
You happy with your stones?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about down there. I'm talking about the rock group.
Yes. Love the stones.
Wonderful.
You like working on the Don and Mike show? I hear the big dicks.
Huh?
I hear the big dicks.
No.
They're tough to work with. Tell me. You can tell me the truth.
I love working with the Don and Mike. Missed them on Friday.
Missed them on Friday. Yes, that's right. You were away taking care of the foot. Is the foot a complicated part of the body, Joe?
More bones in the foot, I hear, than the rest of the body.
Good answer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you were at the doctor, did you microwave some chicken?
No, I didn't.
You like chicken?
Love the chicken.
My feet are turning blue. Any significance to that? They're blue.
Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Navy blue.
Good day.
Like the background of an Aquafina bottle.
Newsroom. Let's go to the newsroom. Hello, newsroom.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You like the sex?
I love the sex.
Yeah.
You like the tight shirt?
I like the tight shirt.
Dirty sex. That's what you like. The dirtier the better. Isn't that right, Buzz?
That's right.
Yeah.
You wear a necklace?
Sometimes.
With a tooth?
Sometimes.
You ever, after your dirty sex, you feel like repenting?
No, never.
You ever?
You a sinner, Buzz?
Always.
Do you procreate and then cry? Do you
never
cry, Buzz?
Never cry.
Always cry. I hear you cry.
No regrets.
You ever say the Lord's Prayer right after you achieve?
No. No.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank, who's also talking like Larry, making it Don, Mike, Rob, and Buzz all talking like Larry with a little of Beth Ann.
Joe.
All right. We'll be back on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And then it was always a... Be-doop. But what was that little...
No, and then he'd be on, because he wouldn't know that he'd gone to break. And that's when he'd slump back in his chair and go, who's your agent?
Is he vigorous?
Yeah. And then somebody sent us a tape of Larry King one time that we can't play now, because we can't play what he did.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Larry farting. Great. Almost as good as the tape of Elton John farting.
Right. Excuse me.
Whoops.
Sorry about that. We're with John Grisham.
It's a creeper.
I'm terribly sorry.
We're here with John Grisham. His latest book is called The Jury. John, did you smell that fart?
Sorry. I had broiled sole. Broiled sole for lunch at Duke Zebert's. I'm sorry for breaking wind.
I say to my children, I say, pull Grandpa's finger.
Yeah, that's right. Even though they're my sons, I'll say.
Dust comes out. Dust in the wind. You like Kansas?
If you're more comfortable, I said to Chance Armstrong, call me Grandpa.
Carry on, my wayward son. The BTK show was on CBS last night. Did you watch it, Buzz?
No.
He's a bad man.
I knew it would be.
Can't wait to see Chance's first football game when I'm 85.
Doesn't your son play football? The son
yes,
that
the
you're
son
not really related to?
Take credit of the Mormon.
The Mormon boy.
I take credit for him.
He's got the golden arm.
Yes. I'm going to see if I can get his name legally changed to King. Strapping quarterback in the college.
We got a break, Regis.
I never went to college. I went to the school of hard knocks. We'll be right back. On the corner in Brooklyn, I'm curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought that sounded like Regis. I mean,
I don't
Regis,
get that either.
Regis is...
Maybe because when I get... Larry and Regis do the same thing because they're both from Brooklyn when they get agitated.
No, but the Regis is just so over the... And the Yankee. Did you see that tip? I mean, I can't...
Completely different.
You can.
Well, they could come from the same region. There might be similarities. I don't know for sure. Do you find similarities in them, Don?
Well... Regis is Catholic.
I just had a thought.
What's that?
Anyone in the listening audience that doesn't like Larry is throwing up right now. Go ahead.
What have we always said about our audience?
That's right.
The four F's. Find them, feel them, F them.
Forget them.
Forget them. Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do last night?
No, it starts like this.
You do it, I'll answer. You always do it, and I answer. That's the best way to do it.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for dinner?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend?
Rubber balls and liquor. Yes, it's craziness on a Monday.
That is a joke that both Mike and I heard independently. We grew up thousands of miles away.
Different locations.
Yet... That's what makes America a great country, that I could work with a guy now for almost 20 years, and one of the first things that brought us together was a simple, harmless, wonderful child's joke. Rubber balls and liquor.
So funny and so nonsensical. But it was something about rubber balls
and liquor.
You know, I suppose in certain circles of inner city life, there might be something that you could find that would be comparable. But I think it's just good old-fashioned nonsense.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, well, this would be where the tape is not cued. So we'll just wait for it. By the way, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger. Oh, let's try it now.
What, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got that naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, dude. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Well, there you go. A little more studio shenanigans going on, but that all changes July 11th when the Don and Mike Show returns at their new studios, Don and Mike World Headquarters in Rockville, Maryland. Anyway, let's get right back into the best of. Like I said, we got a lot of good stuff for you today and for the next 2 weeks. So let's get right back into it. Let's meet a girl named Jessica and teach her about WJFK. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Some help. We're going to... Let me give you a background. I'd like to introduce you, if she would be so kind as to join us in the studio, a new member of the WJFK radio station family.
Very good.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, I only mention this. I'm going to try to get her in here. She has nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, of course.
Her name is Jessica. She replaced Joan. Remember we had the goodbye party for Joan?
Right.
The naked guy in the cheese?
Right.
Okay. So anyway, this chick Jessica is very nice. As it turns out, yesterday, towards the end of the show, she was pissed at a guy named John.
Right.
And she was in the studio telling us just what an ass this guy is and how whenever she got the chance, she would just go punch him in his fat mouth and what a total retard he was.
Oh, you are Johnny Embellisher.
And how she just hated his guts. She wanted to stomp on him.
Yes, wanted to slice him up in little bits and grill him.
And then someone said to her, you know, wow, John Norman has never been that way to anybody.
No.
And she said, oh, I wasn't talking about John Norman, you know, the guy from our football league. She said, no, I'm talking about some other sales idiot named John.
Oh,
so
well,
she called Rob or Beth Ann, one of them, last night, and she was very upset, thinking that we were upset with her that she was mad at our friend John.
Oh, well, no, we thought it was kind of neat, actually. So, even when it was John,
if someone
we liked the chutzpah that she showed us.
Yeah. If someone would grab Jessica.
Because we think, based on her outspokenness, that she's going to be a welcome shot in the arm here at the radio show.
I volunteer for that.
And we'll go grab her then, Bob.
All right.
I mean, physically go grab her.
Here she is.
Rob already grabbed her. Hi,
see,
Jessica.
We needed a lot of. We needed some of this, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
We needed somebody who speaks their mind.
Now, Jessica, first, you know that. Can we lose the gum?
Yes.
Thank you.
No gum chewing in the studio.
Let me see. It's not John Norman that you were mad at. It was another John.
Oh, good.
And now that you're here, I understand that you yodel.
No, I don't.
No, yes, you do yodel. You do yodel.
Do yodel.
She does. And I don't mean like, it's not something I heard from one of the guys out in the smoking area, like, can she yodel?
I heard, seriously.
I know exactly who you heard it from.
Who told us?
John Norman.
Yes, he did.
I have not heard that until this very moment. I am an absolute, and Rob's a bigger fan. We are yodeling fans. We have yodel tapes here in the studio.
Now, Jessica, I figured this was the only way I could get you in the studio, was to make up this crap. I mean, the stuff about the mistake with the guy named John, that was all true.
Tell us about your yodeling. I mean, when do you do it, like, in competitions and stuff like that?
No. Jessica. I just did it one night out of the blue. I was doing karaoke.
Ah. And you started yodeling?
I just did it.
Wow.
Would you please yodel for us?
I don't know if I can do it.
You can
oh,
do
come
it.
On.
You can,
you
can
do
drink?
It. You can do it.
All right, here we go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you like headphones so you can hear yourself yodel?
No, why don't you guys join in with me?
Why don't you just start?
All right.
Come on, you're the world-class yodeler.
Hey, Rob, do we have that yodeling tape?
I got it right here, Mike.
Right. Listen to this. Can you hear this?
See, we love yodeling. You jump in whenever you feel comfortable.
Can you hear those turned up? Can you hear?
Because the yodeling is going to start here any second.
Right, here we go.
And hey.
Better?
Just jump in anytime you feel comfortable, up to speed. Not you, Mike.
I haven't done it in forever.
Well, you know, this is where we're motivating you.
Well, you did it for, apparently you did it for John.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Did I? Heard me talk about it.
Well, come on. You're here. I'll turn it off. Just
we'll turn it off. When you did karaoke, what did you yodel during karaoke?
I just yodeled the country song that was on.
What was the country song?
I don't know what country song it is.
Oh, really?
It's an old song.
Do you have to hear a song to yodel, or can you just yodel without hearing a song?
I was also really drunk.
We can help.
We can fix that.
You want some booze?
I'm a little sick right now.
You have a cold? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, God, everybody's got a cold.
You know what I bet it is? I bet it's that bird flu.
Yep.
Don't tell me that.
I bet it's the bird flu. And
have you had your shot yet, your flu shot?
We have spider bites and now cold.
You haven't had a shot yet?
No.
I bet it's the bird flu, and I bet that you're going to be lying on your deathbed, and you're going to be saying, you know, the one thing I wish I did? I wish I had yodeled that time I was on the radio.
Yodeling might chase it away.
Do you know how many people, seriously, would just cherish the opportunity to come into this studio and yodel? It'll be, you know, what you do, I find in these circumstances, you just take a deep breath and sorry about that cough. You just let fly with it. You let fly with you. On the count of three, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you please?
Here she is, Jessica yodeling. One, two, three, go!
Jessica.
Yodel. I can't do it.
Oh, I thought that was nice. It's enormously disappointing.
I hope
let
you really
me practice without the cold.
Oh, I hope you really do it better than that. Can you give it one more try?
Here we go. One,
you guys
two.
Do it with me?
Yes.
Ready?
One, two, three, go.
Yodel.
It's the cold. Yeah. It's the cold. Are there any other talents that you have?
No.
How you like working here? Do you hate it here yet already? How long you worked here? 2 weeks?
Oh, I love it.
Did you work at another radio station before you came here?
Yes.
Where'd you work?
Worked for 4 stations in Virginia Beach.
4 stations down in Norfolk. Right?
Cold.
She's got the creeping crud, huh?
Yeah, man.
Did you catch that from any of the boys here?
I caught it from Robbie.
Robbie Gomez. not Robbie Speedway. He caught it from Robbie Gomez back in
Wasn't
the other
Beth
room.
Wasn't Beth Ann complaining of having a bit of a head cold also?
Yeah, but Beth Ann's is from her spider bite in her ass.
That's right. Absolutely.
Supposedly.
Has Michael Hughes scared you yet?
No.
Really?
Never.
He's a paper tiger, you know. He's a figurehead. Just understand that. Whenever you deal with him, he's not really the general manager. And that goes double for Cameron.
Are there any sales executives here that you would like to perhaps poison?
We're not going to discuss that on radio.
But there are some.
What about this John?
This John that you were pissed at yesterday. Who is this John you speak of?
I was just very frustrated.
Really?
He, why? What did he do?
I couldn't do my work.
Why? I can't do my work.
Why couldn't you do your work? Why? Was he bothering you?
He closed something that I needed. He shut me down. He shut me out of
the I know. Is this the computer guy?
Yes.
Oh, he's a jerk face.
Who's that guy? Do I know this guy?
No, you don't know him. But he's... you know what I bet he did? Did he... from Lanham.
Yes.
Did he just, like, turn off the computers and say, well, that's it, we're done for the day?
No, he just didn't give us any warning, and it's 7 o'clock, and I'm ready to go home, and I try to... You know, sign onto a desktop and it's closed.
That
you know
sucks.
It is. It's Buzz's stunt double.
That guy?
That guy.
Creepy little guy?
Yeah.
That's right.
Sure,
the guy who I thought we should profile at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy, I didn't think he looked like Buzz. If anything, he looked like Tony Shalhoub, which of course means let's profile.
That's
Shoe Bomber.
Yeah, okay, that's the guy that was on the airplane show, right?
Tony Shalhoub, he's on Monk.
Monk.
But he was also, yes, on the airplane show, that would be Wings.
Monk. Wings, that's the airplane
Wings
show.
With Crystal Barnyard.
Do you need some medicine?
Yes.
Because Mr. Burbank has a pharmacy over there.
I do.
Yes,
I do
need some medicine.
Decongestants, antihistamines, pain relevers, whatever.
Shoulder
you need.
Rubs.
That sounds good.
Foot massage.
All right.
Has Buzz hit on you yet?
No.
It'll happen.
You know, he doesn't mean anything by it.
No.
Here's what he'll do. Here's what Buzz does with all the girls. You know, he's happily married. He's been married longer than dirt, really.
Than many people have been alive.
But keep this in mind. He has swung. I'm not making that up. I swear on my wife's life, he has swung. But it was long ago. But
in a land far, far away.
It could happen again. But I notice what he likes doing with the girls around
what?
Here.
Yeah.
What's that?
Because he's Buzz. He likes walking around. You know, the rest of us hide. Have you noticed how Buzz struts like the cock of the walk around here?
You know, he just visits and he stops, and you can see him at any given time in any part of the
now,
building.
Now, granted, Buzz will say to you that he visits males as well as females.
Not true.
And sure he does.
Yeah, well, he does by, you know, just for appearance.
Here's how it is normally. Hey, Dave. Hey, Paul. How are you? Oh, hey. Hi. Shondell. Or in this case...
look where I ended up.
In this case, Jessica. Hi, yeah. I'm Buzz, and then he always strikes the pose. You know,
I think he did do that, actually.
Yeah, of course.
Good.
You
caught it.
Here's a warning. This is a warning sign. You know you're in trouble if he brings you a pack of almonds.
So a whole box? I'm really in trouble.
Oh,
huh?
My God. If he brings you the whole
box. Did he give you a box? Oh, look what he's got for you, Jessica.
See, and those aren't the kind that everybody else has. Those are Buzz's secret stash of smokehouse almonds.
That is a different kind.
You see? You can only get those here, Jessica.
You can only get those in the newsroom.
There he is with that voice.
Look at him.
Hi there. Hi there. Oh, the cough is terrible. He's got all sorts of stuff over there. Legal and illegal.
Grab some VapoRub.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Well, it's nice meeting you, Jessica.
Jessica, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And listen.
Thank you for yodeling.
Please, please do not listen to Hughes when he tells you don't ever come back in here again. He's very uptight about people around the station being on the show. But screw him and the horse he rode to town on.
Oh,
like I said to everybody, you will be here longer than he will,
right.
So don't worry about it.
But be very careful. You know, this outgoing personality, you seem to have a really good attitude. You smile a lot. You say hi to people. You're showing a lot of your personality. You can't do that.
Oh, no, hold on. You know what we should do? Let's
just
have
to be an automaton around here.
Let's just have a bet right now. $5 a man.
When?
How long until her spirit is broken?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm going to bet it happens if anybody, I'll say before the end of this calendar year.
I was right with you on that one. So I'll go a little longer. I'll say she'll make it till the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm going to
say she will not have a triumphant spirit after the Super Bowl.
Before our Christ's
beaten down
birthday, I believe, before December 2/5,
before Christmas.
Before Christmas, her spirit will be broken. Buzz?
I was going to say Thursday. Thursday.
Come on,
this
really?
Coming Thursday. No, seriously,
oh,
I think she's been here a couple of weeks. I think
so
by this coming Thursday,
a week from yesterday,
she'll be wise to us.
Rob?
Won't be broken, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Remember when this place used to be fun?
Right.
We're going back to that now.
Really?
And I
like your attitude.
Is gonna start it.
I hope you're right.
I am.
I hope you're right.
What are you smoking?
I don't know.
Get out of here. Jesus Christ, this is a hole. You know it, Rob.
They'd have to fire 11 or 12 people and hire brand new people for that to happen.
We could bring back John Pop.
This is. I want to tell you something. Working here, it's not like being in a shallow grave.
No.
You've got no chance of maybe digging your way out. I mean, you are 6 feet under.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, it's like a mafia thing. They've put concrete. When you work here, not only are you in a grave, but they have built a patio on top of you.
You mean it's not going to be like Kill Bill Volume 2?
Correct.
Where she punches her way out of the box?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
It ain't happening.
That.
Definitely not.
But, all right, you know what? Be who you are.
I am, all the time.
For as long as you are. For as long. Don't let them break your spirit.
Hang on.
Prove all of us wrong.
At least till Thursday.
Except for Rob. Prove Rob right.
Thank you.
It won't happen. It won't happen. Tell me, has a paycheck bounced yet?
No. Not yet.
Wow. Legit question.
Sure.
Legit question.
Absolutely.
Have you been gypped out of any overtime hours?
No.
Oh, come on. Now there was a slight bit of hesitation.
Have you been to the CBS security department?
No.
You haven't been printed yet?
No.
Photographed?
No.
Okay.
What is your normal clock out time? You are, what, a 9-to-5-er?
No, about 7-ish.
7.
You leave about 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
What time do you arrive, honey?
It depends, since I'm traveling all the way from Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Oh, Glen Burnie, that's a haul. Ooh.
So would it take you like 2 hours to get here in the morning?
On a good day.
On a good day. So
is it really that long now from Glen Burnie?
With traffic, yeah. I left this morning about 5:45 and got here about 7:45.
What a great job.
Oh, my God.
Boy, I wish we could just switch jobs for a day. Your job sounds so great. Mm-hmm. You get to leave at 5:45 and in essence work.
Any plans of moving closer to the area?
Work a 12-hour a day.
I'm in the process of
and have these people just step on your throat and just suck the life out of you.
Well, it's great because out here you'll find plenty of opportunities to
doing it for you guys.
Throw yourself horribly into debt.
Well, don't bring us into. Don't do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do it for yourself. My advice to you is: you seem like a really nice, together, smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get the hell out of here.
Run.
Listen to one of our sponsors, like Monster.com. What is? You put the commercials in the log.
Mike,
and I got to read those goddamn things every day,
right.
And I know it almost verbatim right now. Do you hate your job? Go to Monster.com.
Run. And see, now you're working on breaking your spirit right there. You got to fake it.
No, it's definitely not going to break.
It's not going to break.
Go and don't look back.
That's good.
Bring me back, what, Super Bowl?
Oh, incidentally, if Mr. Johnson, Mr. Steve Johnson, if you walk by his office and you smell alcohol, just walk the other way. You never know what's going to happen.
Walk fast.
You never know what's going to happen.
If he's like, Jessica, come here. Can I tell you one thing about Tim McWilliams?
Sure.
The singing salesman? You ever notice this with Tim? He's got this thing, he can't move his neck. I ain't kidding.
That's right.
You ever notice that with Tim?
Yeah.
Like if you're standing at 3 o'clock and you say, hey, Tim, he turns his whole body.
And it's not because he has an injury or anything. It's just because he's sneaky.
It's the way he is. We've never seen him move his neck. I swear to God.
And
it's always the entire body moves. You know, it's awful little party situation.
Right.
Because he can't just stand there and have his head like on a swivel.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you turning your back to me, Tim?
He'll tell you it was some kind of accident or something. It's a gimmick. It's his gimmick. So don't trust him.
And also, he'll tell you he's mobbed up.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you, like, that he grew up with, what's his name?
Sammy Gravano.
Sammy the Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy the Bull.
Oh, my.
That's his story. Who else can we tell you about?
Madonna.
Here? Yes, watch out for Madonna. Let me just say, don't cross her.
She's simply mean. She might do something like run over you in the parking lot, but you'll see it coming because she'll let you know. The sneaky one, the one you really have to be aware of, is Michelle.
Michelle Manti?
She'll lay that baby talk crap on you and then sting you like a scorpion.
You know what? But if Michelle doesn't get like a piece of your hair or a personal item, she's powerless.
Yes, we have to tell you, Jessica, all of the women that work here are actually Wiccan priestesses.
Oh, my goodness.
It is true.
Yeah,
it is a coven.
Right.
Very interesting.
It is a coven. They're all Satanists.
And the last thing that I'll ask you about the staff, Jag, our promotions director, who always wears festive headgear. Have you seen his flying carpet?
No.
You ever seen him come to work on his flying carpet?
No.
That's his theme song.
His commute's like 10 minutes.
Right.
He just hops on his flying carpet and he's right here.
Very little traffic. And Paul Gorgie, who's just up the hall here.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
Oh, why? There we go.
Okay, listen, can I talk to you privately for a second?
Okay.
Or be saying. We call Paul Gorgie Ron Mexico. Are you familiar with Michael Vick, with the Atlanta Falcons?
I actually went to high school with him.
I hope you didn't have sex with him.
No.
Well, he has herpes, and he gets the he gets his meds under the fake name Ron Mexico.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not making that up. That's true.
Where'd you read that at?
I have herpes as well. So I heard it at the meeting.
At the clinic.
No, honey,
Paul Gorgie, fine looking man until the outbreak. He gets one of his real bad operas. It looks like he's been in a strawberry fight.
And that's when he comes in when he's wearing his beekeeper's hat. You know it looks awful.
He always like makes up some feeble excuse, like he was taking down some nests from his house or something like that. But it's really not. It's just covering his face. Looks like chicken pox. With some nasty cough.
Oh, you're coughing again.
Yeah.
And have you found a place to live?
No, I'm still looking.
You should talk to Jag, because he has a real nice four-bedroom bottle that he could rent you to live in.
It's fantastic. Very plush cushion down in the bottom.
You ever see like I Dream of Jeannie? It's something like that.
It's a one-room bottle. But it's spacious.
It's a four-room bottle.
Is it a four-room? Oh, yeah, well, he's divided it up.
Yeah,
he brought some of those dividers from the offices.
He's got some of those screens you get at Pier 1.
Absolutely.
Now, what would you like to ask us about the people who work here? Any questions?
Go ahead. I got to figure it out myself first.
We're an open book.
Ask
us about anything.
Ms. Colette Harris at the front door? You know, the front desk up there?
Never F with her.
Fugitive.
Hey, alleged.
I'm sorry.
Alleged. Stop it?
Relocate it.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here's what Mike's got to think about. Hey, Colette. Colette happens to be, baby's daddy. Mike is one of Colette's baby's daddies.
I'm proud of it. Very, very proud of it. I am.
You ever seen that little mulatto kid walking around that's got red hair? He's a black kid with red hair.
Looks like a red-haired Tiger Woods. Very, very happy.
That's the child that Mike and Colette have.
Let me picture that. I think he's beautiful. Stop laughing.
Then why don't you ever see young Jamal?
Because I only have
Jamal O'Mara.
So many hours in the day.
You know, Jamal can answer the phone in any celebrity dialect.
I know. It's incredible.
It's a chip off his old dad's block.
He is fantastic.
Kind of
a cross between Tiger Woods and Sinbad.
Oh, my God.
He's orangey.
Good looking. He's a wonderful kid.
And be honest, you wanted to name him Sinbad.
I did, but so she said no. And
she liked the name Jamal.
That's the way it goes. Did you know that, that I had fathered a baby with her?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Jamal Malcolm O'Mara.
Long, long time ago. Many secrets.
Wasn't that Theo?
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
That was it, right? Yeah. Theo.
Malcolm Jamal O'Mara. No, it's Jamal Malcolm. We played with that. I don't see the boy. Not very often.
I'd be honest. It's Malcolm X. Jamal Malcolm X O'Mara.
Yeah.
That was Colette's doing.
I had nothing to do with that.
I feel bad for him.
For him?
Mm-hmm.
I support him. Hey, he's well cared for as much as I can.
Mike's busy. Isn't he working as a busboy at your restaurant now?
Yes,
as a busboy now?
And I give him $18.95 a month and tickets to the minor league baseball team down in Prince William County.
The great. Cannons?
Cannons.
Yeah, you're great. Dad.
The opener. Every year. Every year he's disappointed because every year there's an empty seat next to him. When I just couldn't make it on time. Just couldn't show up on time.
He's at the ballpark. And every year he says to Colette, Mama, do you think Daddy will be there? She says, yes, son, this is the year that your daddy will not let you down.
It hurts a little less every year. Once he got into his 30s, he was he calmed right down. He really did. He's 32 now. Thank you, Jessica.
All right, thanks for coming by, Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you.
You go down. Mr. Howard will show you to your desk.
Bye-bye. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, I want a date with Jessica, man.
You know, I don't know if you can tell. Like, 15 guys are on the line right now, and that's all this is. I want a date with Jessica.
Of course you do.
I want to ask her out.
Okay, I got that. You want to, as soon as every other horny guy on the telephone right now. You know what? Seriously, you'll have a better chance with her once her spirit is broken.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, I used to work in radio. I just got fired from my last station yesterday, and my spirit's already been broken. That's why I need her to try and pick it up.
Boy, you are way too eager.
Yeah.
That was the first call.
I want to date her. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
When you purchase a new 060 lot for from dealer stock, safety belt service be worn. Offering 7406.
JFK. Number 15.
Wayne Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month? That's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do. The Don and Mike Show.
Fine cheddar, the best of Don and Mike.
That's right, best of Don and Mike. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob, won't it be great when we're in the new studio? And, well, we won't even have carts, but at least all the sound effects will be re-cued after the weekend people play with them. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th. Hi, Rob.
I think you're doing a fine job.
I am.
I'm going to take away two more cart machines and see how you do.
No problem. I can handle it. Pressure under fire. Done this before. You know, it's not my first surgery. Anyway, let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. We are having some fun, and I tell you what, we got a, you know, I always say this is a great segment, but our friend Charlie Stuang Sablik isn't feeling very good. Could it be the death of Charlie? Let's find out on the best of Don and Mike.
I know a lot of you enjoy when I read stuff off the internet.
Yes.
Because I'm such a good reader. When I find stuff that interests me, like J-Lo's, you know, new baby head stuff.
baby head perfume.
And the feel goods. However, you should know that I get help on a lot of this. Everybody finds feel goods.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't make the air.
Really?
And I just want to just...
That must be awful. Just call up. I would imagine not to make the show would be...
Hello?
It'd have to be terrible.
Hi there, B.A.
Hey. I just said mainly mine. It's funny.
Yeah, well, no, always yours. For instance,
and then I find them on your desk the next day, and you go, thanks, really like them. I'll put them right here.
No, and I put them right there because...
You really should just put it right in the trash can.
Well, like, for
eliminate
instance,
the middleman.
Just let me point out that it's, you know, our wonderful producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Uh-huh.
You know, here we go. It's a mirror image, if you will, of just of how horrible our society is.
Yes, it is.
Polish toddler runs over family members in car. Now, now, Beth Ann, what's funny about that?
Well, they were Polish, and they ran over family members, and there was death. Don and Mike love death, and I just
Hold
thought
on.
That would be good.
Beth Ann, don't get uptight about this. I don't think this is any reflection on you.
Are you sure?
She didn't even catch that one. She didn't even catch it.
I got it now, the reflection.
The reflection, there you go. And here's one that's, here you go. Woman admits lengthy sexual relationship with 8-year-old.
No, that was for Buzz, actually.
Oh, thank you. You know,
I heard that in the news, Buzz. I just heard it.
You thought that would be good for the air?
Oh, yeah.
How could you look at yourself?
Police say the woman told the boy she doesn't want anyone but him. She wrote him a note that says, tomorrow it's supposed to rain. Come over to my house so we can F. Love you. I want you. This is
an 8-year-old.
A 30-year-old woman.
Oh, my God.
With an 8-year-old. And Beth Ann, you know. Anyway, thanks, B.A.
We're not using either one of them.
No, we're not.
Thanks, Buzz.
And thank you, Buzz.
They will not see the light of air.
Right. They come out because those are disgusting.
They are terrible.
How do you look yourself in the mirror every morning? Really?
And every night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here she goes.
See, you know, I don't think the lady protests too much, because as much as she doesn't like, she doesn't like talking about what she does with the mirror, you know, she just throws in that little caveat, every night.
Yeah.
Every night.
She's fine.
And, you know, that relationship, that sexual relationship, it couldn't really have been that ongoing that long.
With
He's only 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd been banging him since he was 7.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's
now that is wrong.
That's the story.
A 7-year-old?
I ask you, what's
wrong? I'd like to see where you draw your line in the sand, Rob.
What's wronger? That?
Wronger?
What's wronger?
I like that word. Let's start with your grammar.
What's wronger? Wait, why use worse?
What's wronger?
What's wronger?
Which is worse?
Which is worse?
Which is wronger?
But first, get a good education.
But really, which is worse?
Okay.
That or the incredible way you whore out your son on that commercial for the potato chips?
Oh, the 7-year-old thing is.
Do you have the commercial?
I can find it.
Can you pull it up very quickly?
Yes, Lay's potato chips.
Very entertaining.
Which is wronger? I ask you. Mm-hmm. The woman that, and I'll stick with it. I'm going to try to make that screw up.
You're going to own it?
Yeah, make it my own.
That's a good idea. Wronger.
Try to pretend like I did it on purpose.
That's wrong, and that's wronger.
I ask you, which is wrong? Which is wronger? A woman having sex with an 8-year-old, mm-hmm. or what Rob has done with his son here?
Hold on.
All of this for his love of a buck.
He likes the great American dollar as much as anybody.
You know, and listen, nobody whored out their family like I did. But understand, I did it for your entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear my kid on a commercial. And God knows, do you remember when Bart was getting old enough to speak?
Absolutely.
When they actually approached him and said,
constantly.
There are commercials, and I would say no, and he... God, Bart would go crazy. He'd say, Dad,
right.
I could make $100. Please, gotta do the commercial.
I remember when he turned 9 and they offered him that ad for Trim Spa.
He had to turn it down, though, because he had just got done having sex with a 30-year-old that lives next door. You find it yet?
Almost there.
Okay. While you're doing that, maybe you're listening to us in Lafayette, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
or Lake Charles, or down in the Texas area, if you've got radio stuff back. Maybe you're listening to us on the Internet, and you were wondering what's going on with the hurricane situation.
Yes.
Hurricane Rita, Hurricane Katrina, and there's a new one now. Is it Stan? Is that the new one?
I'll check.
There is one.
There's a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one already.
I didn't even know that.
That's got the S name, and because that's where they are in the alphabet. FEMA. Rob, this is your last chance before we move on.
Okay, this is a great system. I've got it. Hold on.
You got it?
Yeah.
Come on, where's it coming up?
It's going to come up on number...
Pick a number.
Number four.
Hold on. We're ready to hear you whore out your son.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it, too.
You whore him like a bitch. You really do.
Are you ready?
You're the father of the year.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I was ready 5 minutes
ago. Hello? It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak, from the Don and Mike radio show. And people come up to me all the time and they say...
And where's the part with your kids so we don't have to hear the whole commercial?
I would say you can mute it for about 20 more seconds.
I provide...
But I don't know why you would. I mean, we're talking all about the great products of Frito-Lay.
It really can make your day happy.
Don't make me TiVo you.
Eating Lay's potato chips makes you happy. Who doesn't feel happy when you're eating Lay's potato chips? I ask you. I challenge you. Say the word potato chips right now and see if you don't smile.
You're a whore.
It's true, though. I see you smiling out there. Everybody loves Lay's potato chips. And when you're having a monotonous day at the office, why not treat yourself?
Where's your son on this
night? He's coming up.
Right
into one. See if it doesn't make your day better. I eat them all the time. I eat them with my children. Hey, Robert, do you like Lay's potato chips?
Yes, I do.
That's a good boy. Eating Lay's potato chips with my friends.
Did you hear Rob's comeback? That's a good boy.
That's a good boy.
That's right. We'll stop by on the bank on the way home.
That's a good boy.
Yes, I do.
Anything to make a buck. Anything to make a buck. And he gets some of the money.
Right.
He rolls his eyes.
Here's a nice nickel for you.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Give him a shiny nickel.
That's fantastic.
So if you've been impacted by the storm, I know FEMA got a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't taking care of people.
Right.
Right.
They fired the guy that was the horsey man, the guy that raised Arabian horses.
Uh-huh.
We will now call... I'm not sure exactly where this is. If this is in Baton Rouge?
I think it's the actual national headquarters for FEMA.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Now, are they ready for the call? Like, is it okay to go on the air?
I hope so.
They know you're calling.
All right, FEMA.
Good.
Here we go. It's a hurricane update for you.
Very good.
Office of FEMA.
Yes. This is the Don and Mike show. You're on the air right now. We were supposed to talk to somebody about the hurricane.
Oh, you'd like to speak to the national director?
Yes, please.
Hold, please.
Ah, good. You're right to the top.
Hello?
Is this FEMA?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is the Don and Mike show.
This is the national headquarters of FEMA.
Yeah, hi, this is the Don and Mike show.
What?
This is the Don and Mike radio show.
Don!
Yes.
Don Geronimo?
Yes.
It's me!
Who?
Charlie!
Oh. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Don.
Charlie.
I'm working for FEMA now. How you been?
Fine.
Man, what a disaster.
Yeah.
When did you get hired by FEMA?
About a week ago.
Uh-huh.
They kicked the other guy out. It was really bad. We've enough marshmallow fluff and chocolate milk and circus peanuts for 2.5 days.
Charlie?
No problem.
Charlie?
Those are the two words I say almost all the time.
What, no problem?
No problem. Hmm.
Charlie, can
but
you...
Don,
yes, Charlie?
I haven't been feeling very well.
Oh, no.
Oh, no,
oh, no Mike.
Not again, Charlie.
Oh, God. Can't be Charlie anymore.
Is it...
God.
Is it Mike?
This is Mike.
Mike.
I can't be Charlie anymore.
Okay.
I'm getting old, Don.
No, it's...
That's what it is.
You burned the candle at both ends.
I didn't... I got 10 hours of sleep. My resume has been under consideration for months. Do Charlie, they always say. And I'm trying. I'm trying all the time.
Forget this,
Mike. Listen to Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Don.
Forget this.
That's so sad.
That's so sad. What's going to happen? What, Mike?
Well, hello.
There you go. I'm sorry.
Jeez. Like a Three Stooges short after Curly had the stroke.
You know what? I don't know. Charlie, I think Charlie is really in rough shape.
You said that 3 years ago and you came strong.
I know. That surprised me that time.
Charlie. What did you do last night?
Went to sleep at 9:45.
Rubber balls and liquor.
What did you do for school? What did you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What are you going to do after school today?
Rubber balls and liquor.
That's true.
It
makes no sense.
I know, it makes no sense.
I don't know.
It was a great joke. So, Charlie, what's wrong with Mike's voice?
I'm not really sure, you know. I think perhaps he's had too many late nights.
I think so.
John!
Yes, Charlie?
He quit smoking.
I know he did, but he didn't quit drinking.
No, he didn't.
Oh, now, see,
now, listen to what happens when you bring that up. Don.
Yes, Charlie.
Don't make him do that. Don't make him do that.
Charlie, I can't make Mike do anything. He's a grown man.
FEMA. FEMA. But now listen to that. You see what happens?
What happens, Charlie?
It's like a bad train.
Yes.
Here comes the Charlie train, pulling into Froggy Station.
Oh, my God.
Charlie train coming into Froggy Station.
See, I should have known something was up when you answered as, like, a fake voice.
Well, no, that was really, I was actually just doing that. You know, I was totally confident in the Charlie. I thought it was going to be fun.
I'll burn brightly just before the light goes out. Charlie's sick.
Charlie goes from being sick to not being sick, though.
Yes, I know.
Because he can talk like this. But if he relaxes, he sounds like this.
I see.
Can you do the grown-up voice?
Of course I can.
Well, that's good.
Sort of.
How long can you maintain the Charlie grown-up voice?
I think I could do it for a while. It depends. This is as new to me as it is to you.
Let me try the hotline again.
Joe, could I get a glass of water, please?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call you back on the hotline.
Okay.
So now try it in the grown-up voice and see. Okay, we're going to call FEMA now to see what their answer is.
Hello. You've reached FEMA. The FEMA organization. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Stewing Stavelot. Who's calling, please?
Charlie, it's Don. I mean...
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Do you have any questions about our recent disaster release?
Mike?
Anything we can help you with?
Do you think we should permanently change Charlie's voice?
Not really. I just got my water and I'm feeling better now.
Ah.
Everybody's going to get an MRE. An MRE and $2,000.
Wow.
Yes, sirree. We got it all in control.
But, if you have any more questions, you could file them with our receptionist and give them to me.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Charles Stewing Stavelak.
Thank you, Charlie.
I talk softly. It's better.
That's it, Charlie.
I lost some of the debit cards. Goodbye.
Bye, Charlie. Bye-bye.
I don't know. I just don't know.
What if one day
hello.
You are...
Hello, hello,
what
hello.
One day you really are on that voice box.
Well,
I know we kid about that a lot.
You know what we'll do? We'll take advantage of it.
Can we play a game? Nicole team!
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie is doing fine, and I predict Charlie will have another comeback. He will.
This week?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, you check in with Charlie? No way.
See, you're thinking about what you're going to be doing this week.
That's right. Well, I'm thinking about tomorrow night, right? Charlie, don't ask for Charlie on Thursday.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this fatal like in New Orleans where they said that, you know, put your Social Security number on your arm.
Exactly.
Do you have any relatives that we could train
to do Charlie?
To play the role of Charlie?
You know, I think perhaps I'll start working the kids into it and see if I can train them. I know Elizabeth.
Catherine or Elizabeth?
Catherine's really not the first choice for that. Either one of them could do it. I think Catherine or Elizabeth. So we'll work on the Charlie voice this weekend.
And listen, let's not take Carla out of this equation.
I don't think she could do it. I really don't think.
She's young.
A younger, better voice.
But you see, Charlie's here.
Yes.
But you hear he's just a little raspy. Can you hear that at the end?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
And if he's really, like, tired, then it sounds like that.
But it's really if Mike is tired.
But Mike got a good night's sleep.
That's what I keep hearing.
He really did.
But there's a difference between restless sleep and passing out.
If you'd asked for Charlie yesterday, no way.
No.
No way, Jose.
When did we first start talking about this? Was it last week one day? And I remember when I brought it up last week, you were on that day, you were in perfect Charlie voice.
This is true. And I thought I would be today, but I just...
Okay, hold on a second.
Maybe it's the ragweed.
Charlie update. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Tom.
Hey, is Charlie there?
Yes, he's right here, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Do the monster. Do the parrot.
Here's the replacement.
La la la.
La la la.
La la la.
Tom, how would you like to be the new Charlie?
Good.
Would you really like to be the new Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
What's your last name?
Charlie Stebbock.
Tom!
Yes?
Hey, Tom, I'm ill.
You're ill?
Call me in the hospice.
Charlie's in the hospital?
No, the hospice.
Hospice?
Yes, spell hospice.
Hospice? I don't know.
Spell it.
How do you spell sick?
Hello?
How do you spell sick, Tom?
S-I-C-K.
He knows that.
That's
shocker that he knows
that's
that
on his forehead, backwards, so he can read it in the mirror.
I tell you, it's a sad day when I got this guy pulling me out of the bed.
All right, bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here he is. The next Charlie.
Good to hear from him.
Charlie, the next generation.
What a great run.
And now.
What a great run it's been.
Yeah.
Somebody tells me, you know, when does that thing buzz where they take a TV show and they don't cancel it? They put it on hiatus, but they give it some type of name. It's not, is it hiatus?
Hiatus is what they do.
Charlie's
on.
Charlie's on hiatus.
Charlie
right now.
Will be on hiatus until further notice.
Until Mike gets his social schedule figured out.
Thank you very much. And look for me next year on the telethon.
One of whose kids will you be?
I'm going to be Charlie's kid. Charlie's kid.
One of Mike's kids.
Help.
We're here on the telephone to remember the great talent that was Mike O'Mara.
How are you? Now it's back again. What's wrong with me?
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you, because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the purpose?
Of what?
Being here on our planet.
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. In that last segment, we had the possible death of Charlie. Will he return? We'll find out later next week. Anyway, let's get right back into the best of. Oh, by the way, Don and Mike on vacation until July 11th. And until then, you've got me, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. So let's get right back into it. You know, there's web freaks out there. Did you know on the internet there's a lot of freaky cats? Well, we've got one for you right here. It's Randy. He's the real Peter Pan on the best of Don and Mike.
Let me tell you about this. He's a guy who lives in Tampa.
Yes.
His name is Randy. Now, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Mike, he tells us he's straight.
Okay.
He's 50. His name is Randy. He lives in Tampa Bay.
50.
And he is Peter Pan.
The real living Peter Pan.
Man. And his webpage is pixieland.org/Peter Pan.
Uh-huh.
And when you go there, you see a giant picture of him in a Peter Pan outfit, and it says, be a pixie.
Yes. Here he is now.
He's 50.
50 years old. Doesn't he look younger?
All right.
Two words, highly disturbing.
Okay, this is a guy, a 50-year-old man, wearing a Peter Pan outfit.
Hi there.
And as you dive into his website, you're going to find a lot of Peter Pan-related stuff.
It's all about the tights.
And the guy is, are you calling him up now?
No, I'm not. You want me to? I wanted to make sure you set it up.
No, that's plenty. All right. I mean, what else do I have to say?
Well, I want to talk to Pam.
Buzz,
another picture.
Would you read some stuff off that front page? Click back to the page you were just on. You saw the picture.
Let me just pick up in the middle, if I could, please. A part that I found that I liked. Unfortunately, this society has defied the gender boundaries they've established, especially the rules of what boys should and should not enjoy doing.
Oh, my.
This is why little girls are praised for interest in boyish activities, but boys who do the opposite are seldom tolerated.
This is
part of his message.
And he's not gay.
No.
Correct.
But he is looking for a Tinkerbell.
Apparently. He has many hobbies and interests, Mike. He also writes on the website, I know this makes me a very silly boy.
Yeah.
And check out that picture.
There's a new picture.
With it looks like a nice cod piece he's wearing.
You know who he looks like? He looks like the...
Emo Phillips.
With a little bit of that... who's that gay guy that goes on the Today Show to talk about...
Cujo.
Stephen Cujo?
Cujo. I think, yeah, Cujo and Emo Phillips.
Uh-huh.
Definitely Emo Phillips.
Definitely Emo.
And his website, like I said, is pixieland.org/Peter Pan.
Right.
The homepage of Peter Pan. And joining us now from Tampa Bay,
good music,
here is Randy. Randy Constam. Randy, am I pronouncing that last name correctly?
That's right.
Randy, I think we've said what you're all about. You're a 50-year-old guy. You love Peter Pan. You dress up in a Peter Pan suit.
Wait a minute, I'm 5. I don't count second digits anymore.
Ah, yes, you're 5.
5 years
okay.
old.
Okay. Well, then, fine.
You love Peter Pan. You love everything that he stands for.
Do you fancy yourself as a pixie, an elf, or a fairy?
Yes, I do.
All of them?
All of them.
There is another picture, Mike, of Randy on his website.
This is from his fashion page. All kinds of costumes. Yeah.
Randy, the first question. And please don't take offense. The first question. Are you on any, like, list? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have a sign in your front yard.
No.
Okay.
I don't have
and to. You don't have to. Okay. And the authorities have never asked you to. And are you straight? Not that it matters to us if you're gay or not, but are you gay or straight?
I only like girls.
You only like girls.
Huh. And that,
okay.
All right. Why the compulsion to, I'm looking at some of the fashions that you have. Why do you like to wear these outfits?
Well, it's an expression of a childlike nature and of, excuse me, and of androgyny. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I think there'd probably be a whole lot more people doing stuff like that if they weren't worried about what people might say about them.
So if you're in your local Kentucky Fried Chicken standing in line and someone can't tell whether you're a man or a woman, that's okay with you?
Oh, if they ask if I'm a boy or a girl, I just say yes.
Now, what about the picture Buzz has just pulled up? You're wearing what appears to be like a pink fairy outfit.
And your hands are at the same position every time. They're kind of out to the side and curled up.
That's my little flying pose, yeah.
Your curtsy pose, right?
Now, are you a silly boy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, let me ask you this. Are you into Michael Jackson? Do you like Michael Jackson?
I liked his music.
I don't know if we share much in common.
No, I wasn't inferring that you like boys like he does, but he likes Peter Pan. He named this place after Peter Pan.
Neverland. Right. Ranch. Right. Well, what makes you a silly boy, Randy?
I think just that I like to, how most people talk about, well, you got to get in touch with your inner child. I just once in a while get in touch with my inner adult when I have to, but I like to be a child by default.
Do you still take ballet lessons?
No, I can't find a place down here in Tampa, Florida that'll teach adult ballet lessons, but I'm trying to get enough girls together to have a little class, and maybe I will.
How many Peter Pan suits do you have?
Well, I don't know, maybe about six. I have many different costumes that are like childlike in nature and pixie-like and stuff. But
you wear them out of your house? You wear them like out in public?
It depends where I'm going. If I'm just going shopping, I might just have like a Peter Pan-ish kind of look. But if I'm going to wear like tights and colors and hats and
right.
stuff, I'll do that to go out clubbing and stuff. Or
you'll do it to go out clubbing. Does that outfit work for you when you're out there trying to meet women?
Sure does.
Now really, here's a serious question: Have you gotten laid? Because you're Peter Pan with a girl?
I don't kiss and tell, but I do all right.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, because it says here the character of Peter Pan is asexual, so...
I think that I found that... I know this is kind of like anathema to most guys, but it seems to me that most of the women I meet like honesty, and they appreciate that flexibility, and somebody that's not so hung up, so it works. Not looking to attract everybody in the world.
I don't know why I'm asking you this question, but who's your favorite movie actor?
I like Johnny Depp. He's been scoring high marks.
That's probably why I asked.
Because he stole my haircut in Charlie Wonka.
Charlie Wonka. It's a great movie, Charlie Wonka.
Do you like Clay Aiken?
Who's that? No.
Okay. When you were on a bunch of late night shows, who treated you better, Conan or Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, well, Jimmy Kimmel is just like, he's just looking for a thrill factor. And so, I mean, I just made the best of the show.
Were you a thrill for Jimmy?
Guy. He was really trying to be positive about it and, give us both the most opportunity to make people smile. And that's what it's really about.
Are you ever concerned? Well, first off, how much interaction do you have with kids?
Not all. I know a lot of ladies that have children.
Do you, when you're out, say, grocery shopping, do you notice that maybe mothers bring their children just a little closer to them when you're near them?
That they do what?
Don't worry about it. I just, do you like kids?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes they get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Have you ever been married?
Yeah.
Are you married currently?
No.
Why'd the marriage break up?
Was it the Peter Pan fetish?
We just grew apart.
Yeah.
You grew apart.
Have you always been Peter Panning?
Was she your Wendy?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I've been doing this since I probably was about 20 years old, on and off.
Now, is this how you make your living?
I'm looking for a way to be Peter Pan for a living. I'm looking to release a CD of music in about 3 weeks, and the music I have on the website now has gotten a good response, so who knows?
Now, is it original music?
It's all original. There's one song that's a cover. I bought the rights to do I Won't Grow Up from the original Mary Martin play, and I got the permission from the Great Ormond Street Hospital in England to be Peter Pan on the record.
Could we impose on you for maybe just a little a cappella?
I Won't Grow Up?
I Won't Grow Up?
No, I think I'd overload the phone a little bit.
All right, here's a trivia question for you. Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook.
Thank you. Yeah. Never thought I'd be able to work that into the show, Rob.
Do you prefer...
I mentioned somebody in political office, but I don't want to take sides.
Okay.
Do you prefer Animated Pan or Sandy Duncan?
Oh, to look at? I'll take Sandy Duncan.
I mean, for pure Peter Pan aficionadoism, do you like the animated Peter Pan or Sandy Duncan?
I think I like live actors better. I'm very... I really enjoyed the recent Jeremy Sumpter one. It's nice to see that they revived the story and, redid it with a real kid. And
hold on. We've got some of your music here from your website. This is your music, right?
That's some of the jazz, but the CD is not going to have any of the jazz on it. I'm going to have more of the contemporary stuff. Right above that is one called Deb's Move and another called Mercy for Madness. Those
smooth
are
jazz.
CD.
So when you make your smooth jazz music, do you wear your Peter Pan outfit?
I certainly intend to. Maybe I'll have to put together a band and call it Peter Pan's Pixieland Band and see what happens.
Besides the standard green tights, what is your favorite outfit to wear?
I have a similar outfit in purple that's kind of called the Purple Pixie. I've got like about 8 variations of that.
The purple
I really like the blue boy. I like the Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Hold on. Let me just tell you, for future interviews, strike blue boy.
That's what he calls it on the website.
But it's a Bad Touch magazine.
Yeah, it is.
Well, who cares? Before that, it was a famous painting by Gainsborough, and I'm totally like anti, like, oh, I don't want to be associated with something or somebody. You know what?
Sure.
Let people think what they want to think. I'm just going to live my life.
Right. Have you ever been evaluated?
Evaluated for what?
Psychiatric problems.
No, I think I would drive a psychiatrist nuts.
So you have not a real job. You're trying to be Peter Pan full time. What are you doing to pay the rent month to month until you're able to be a full time Peter Pan?
I'm a software designer and an electronic designer, and I've been had my own business for several years, and it's working out pretty good.
You know, this guy's voice is very deceiving. If you're just hearing
him, sounds kind of like a tough New York guy.
If you're just hearing him on the radio, I mean, really, you got to go. It's pixieland.org/PeterPan.
And I have to apologize whenever people want to bring me on, especially a radio show where you can't see me, because they say, "I'm sorry, I don't sound like a pixie. I sound like a New York cabbie. I can't do anything about it."
Yeah, we have been on the website and seen a picture of you. How tall are you? I'm curious about that.
Just about 6.
6 feet. 6 foot Peter Pan.
Do you
in the backyard?
Let me ask. Do you like?
That's the blue boy.
There's a wonderful picture of you.
Well, you've done the painting justice,
yeah,
Randy.
In the blue boy outfit. Do you like NASCAR? Do you like football? Do you like Jack Daniels? Do you like Marlboro cigarettes?
I don't smoke anymore. At least I don't smoke tobacco. I love Jack Daniels. Not much into NASCAR.
Are you big?
I'm not a big sports fan. I guess I'm more of a sissy that way. I guess I'm more into ballet.
Are you big into weed, though?
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Right up.
I would think that
good
that
answer.
I would think that that or alcohol maybe would fuel part of this.
Sure. That's the nearest. All that fuels it, my friend, is, look, we all got crazy dreams kicking around inside of us, and most of us leave it go and just, you know, grow up and move on to other things. And
my friend,
it's important to be responsible, but you gotta be able to have fun. You gotta be who God made you to be.
And pass on grass.
You know what?
That's right.
This may be one of the more unique people we've spoken to. It's Peter Pan. He does sound like a New York cabbie.
We've got a couple of calls for you, if you don't mind. Hello, Kevin, you're on with Peter Pan. Kevin.
Hey, dude, I got a question for Peter Pan, man.
You're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to Peter Pan, Kevin.
No, Peter, I'm sorry.
I guess
nobody who is Nero.
That guy's an idiot, that caller.
Nobody who is Jack the Ripper. Nobody. Who's the swiniest swine in the world? Can't hit 'em.
Would you please evaluate the talent of that? How old were you there, Mike?
8.
Of that 8-year-old boy.
In this wonderful world, can't hit 'em.
Not bad.
Can I tell you that 8-year-old boy has grown up to be the 46-year-old man that I'm looking at, and he would like nothing better than to put on his Captain Hook suit.
I'm ready to put on my hook right now. I'm excited about it.
We got a pirate fest down here.
I'll bet. I'm there. You and I will hang out, Randy.
All right, let's try another call for Peter Pan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hi.
I found this guy in college. Man, I want to ask you about his acid use, if he still does any acid anymore.
Do you?
I didn't even know you could get any anymore. I thought it was long gone in the 70s. Oh, man. And, hey, has he found a new tink yet?
A Tinkerbell.
I've had more tinks than I can handle. I think I better take down that page.
It's a lot of tink.
Wow. Do you get tink stink?
Tink stink.
You know, here's the thing. You sound normal. You could be like a regular caller on the show, a guy who we would just talk about guy stuff with. But then you go to the website
and you see the blue boy outfit.
Dude, really? Seriously? What's up with you dressing up in these like these
It's fun. fun, man. It's like it's very androgynous. It's like you can be feminine and masculine and childlike at the same time. I'm just born with a mixed bag of feelings, and I think it's very good and healthy to just let them out in creative ways.
Do you enjoy being a fancy lad?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you make your own uniforms?
Oh, yeah. You can't, unfortunately, you can't go into Walmart and find, like, the adult baby boy section.
Unfortunately. It's
very hard to find.
All right, baby boy. Now, you mentioned that.
There's a baby blue boy on there, too. Have you seen it?
No.
Yes, we
got to see that.
Is you in a baby outfit?
It's a baby version of...
You're not in a diaper.
It's simply baby blue. Let me see if I can bring it back up.
Oh, okay.
Now, we've interviewed other people from that lifestyle on the show, too.
You don't wear diapers, do you?
No,
you're not,
I'm a little bigger boy than that.
Okay.
Here's the baby blue.
Let's see.
As opposed to the royal blue that you saw.
That looks like what Alice wore on the Brady Bunch.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I've been told it's a little more like a boy version of Alice in Wonderland or something.
Hello, Ben.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Ben,
little boy peep.
Don and Mike show. Hello, Ben.
Childhood when he was growing up, or what's the deal here?
What was that, sir?
Was he denied a childhood when he was growing up?
Good question.
Like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yeah. No, good question. I had a great childhood. My dad was a wonderful guy. He was a lead toy designer in several companies up in the New York area when that was an American industry.
He must be proud of you now.
And it was a good time growing up.
And so you had a normal childhood.
And
I don't know if I was any normaler then than I am now, but I was.
There's another.
Having just as much fun.
There's another picture of you wearing one of those
baby blue
boy outfits, sitting on like a ye old big stuffed chair.
I bet you do, Randy. I bet you do real well with the baby blue outfit when you go out to the clubs.
I get a lot of girls want me to turn around when I'm dancing.
A couple more calls for Peter Pan. Hello, Jason. Don and Mike show.
What's up, guys? Wondering, what is this guy's happy thought?
Which is what? You can ask me something. What's your happy thought? And I don't.
What's your happy thought? You know, Peter Pan, you got to think of a happy thought.
I have a lot of happy thoughts, and my happiest thought is that as time goes by, and maybe I can help this, maybe we all could help it, we can get to a world where people are less inclined to judge each other and more inclined to just celebrate our differences and go out and live our lives instead of, you know, getting on buses full of kids and blowing themselves up because, you know, everybody else is wrong and different. That's what it all leads to.
Yeah.
Moving speech.
What's that outfit you're looking at right there?
One of his clubbing outfits. One of the outfits he wears to go clubbing.
You seem to be very politically active with statement like that.
There's a page on there called Pixie Friends. Not Pixie Friends, I'm sorry, Out and About, and there's a lot of clubbing pictures on there.
Do you plan to run for any kind of political office?
You know, somebody submitted me for the governor of California years back when like everybody in the world was in the running, and unfortunately, I guess I got in a little bit too late.
All right, one more call for Pete, for Double P. Hello, Bud, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I'd like to ask Peter Pan a question. When you...
Another kiss and tell question. Everybody's mind is in the gutter.
We had to dump that out. Do you have any fairy dust?
Is it legal to talk about that?
All right, listen. You know what we're going to have to do is reschedule you, and if you've got the time, let our audience go to your website.
Sure.
Maybe get you back on the show in a week.
Yeah, you're an interesting guy to talk.
Because a lot of people listening now are in their cars, and they're going to have to go to your site tonight.
Let's reschedule him when his CD comes out.
All right, why don't you do that? Because I've got, as a matter of fact, I'm just finishing up the artwork, and I got to get this CD out for duplication, and I'll have them by the end of the month. And the two songs, like I said, above the jazz sections are samples of, you know, some of the style. I'm a bit retro. It's all going to sound like a bit dated.
The picture does not match the voice.
That way we can help each other out.
And you should mention the spelling of Pixie, because it could go both ways.
www.pixyland.org/ Peter Pan.
Yeah, or you could get there just peterpan.pixieland.org.
And if you pop Peter Pan into a search engine, do you come up to?
I come up pretty much above Disney, above Peter Pan bus lines, pretty much.
I'll bet.
There you go.
And it's done well. We're raising over $1,000 for kids' charities each of the last 3 years.
That's what they all say. Have you heard from the Disney people?
Well, only good things from their employees. They don't own Peter Pan at all.
Oh, really?
Ah, you're a lucky man. Wow. Otherwise, they drag you right into court.
Wait, what's that picture page you're on there, Buzz?
From the Out and About page that he mentioned just a moment ago. This is out clubbing with some friends.
I like the little schoolgirl outfit you're wearing, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Plaid skirt, yeah.
Okay, dude. Well, there he is. He's 50. His name's Randy.
He's going to be 52 in November.
I'm 52 years young. Wow.
He's from Tampa, and he's a real Peter Pan. Go to his website, and we'll discuss him more when his album comes out. Thanks for being on the show, Pete. Hold on, please.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
Wow.
As I say once again, the pictures do not match the voice at all.
No.
I told you, the greatest thing I've ever seen on the internet. And I had no idea that the guy's voice was like, how you doing?
What's happening with you? You doing all right there? This is my flying pose, which looks like a broad curtsying.
Really? Go to the website.
Very strange.
You know, it was too disturbing for me. Oh, hold on. Who's calling on the hotline? Hello?
Hey, it's Joe.
Joe Arninger?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Hi, Joe.
I think I'm all done.
Right. The fact that I had not gone back to you in the last hour would indicate that. Thank you. Oh. Goodbye, Joe.
You weren't going to just leave him out there.
Joe was getting anxious.
What the hell?
You'd abandon him.
He was getting anxious. He really was.
I was going to say.
You were shocked.
That you got to go see the pictures and you got to go to the website.
You can't appreciate this guy unless you see his photograph.
Yeah, just put a final nail in. Pan is delighted. Pan is going to send us an album. And Pan is excited because things are changing now with the internet. Anyone can sell music. You don't have to have a big deal with one of the big labels.
Can't imagine, seriously, the tinks he's going to get.
Oh, my God.
After being on this show.
You'll want to wear two condoms.
Of course, we will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices. Thank you for being on The Price is Right. We are going to have our first showcase showdown after we show you this.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Right. Thank you, dude. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. You know it's time for a game. Whenever I play Bob Barker, it's time for a game. It's the match game on the best of Don and Mike.
It's match game 2005. Here we are. Stars. Oh, Don Geronimo.
Oh, hi there.
Mike O'Mara.
Whatever.
Ellen Leho.
Hello.
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, gang.
John Norman.
Hello.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hey. Hello,
Rob. Let's say hi to our panel. They're nutty, they're great, and he is the genius behind the popular slogan, Minnesota Nice. Here is the very nice Don Geronimo. Don, how are you?
My hand is infected.
Is it?
Oh, no. Let's move on to Mike.
All right. You loved him for years as Thorny, the wacky neighbor on Ozzie and Harriet. Here is the lovable Mike O'Mara. Oh.
I can't feel my fingers, Rob.
Well, wiggle them around. That'll help. Currently appearing in Broadway in the Agatha Christie revival, The Mere Crack. Say hello to Beth Ann McBride.
Hey. I'm looking at you, Rob.
The motion picture The Sting was loosely based on the crooked way he runs our fantasy football league.
Oh.
John Norman
Peter.
Is here.
Hello.
And
Peter?
On the bottom right, Lonesome Buzz, busily preparing to open his Hustler Club in Old Town Fairfax. It's the great Buzz Burbank. Buzz, when is the grand opening?
It's October 28th, Rob.
You can all go.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, well, hi there, Rob.
Hi, stars.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And we need our first two contestants.
Here we go with the contestants. And here is our first contestant, Patty. Hey, Patty.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Where are you from,
hi,
Patty?
Hi, John. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Patty.
I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Okay. Hold on just a second, Patty. Let's find out who you are playing against.
Patty.
And this would be Mike.
Patty.
Michael. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there. Mike, where are you from, my friend?
Mike.
Bakersfield, California.
Ah.
Okay, Wobner. Here we go. Underwear at Kmart.
Mike.
I get jokes. I get Rayman jokes.
Captain Mike. Captain Mike.
Mike, absolutely. Let's play Mike. The game.
Bakersfield, that's near Sacramento, yeah.
Absolutely pick air.
Not really.
The armpit of California.
All right. Air. Patty, Mike, as you recall, we flipped a coin backstage, and Patty, you were lucky enough to win. I need you to pick A or B.
A, please.
A. A it is, and here is our first clue. Do not answer until I ask you. Now, Patty, CBS head honcho Les Moonves has said he wants to pep up the evening news with this more of an edgy and hip feeling to it.
Yeah.
So tune in this week and see Bob Schieffer wearing blank.
I'm in.
CBS head honcho Les Moonves has said he wants to pep up the evening news with more of an edgy, hip feel. So tune in this week and see Bob Schieffer wearing blank.
I'm in.
Patty, hold your answer.
John, are you in?
I'm in.
You're in. How about you?
I'm in.
All right,
Rob, your panel is right.
All right, Patty, CBS head honcho going to pep up the evening news. Tune in this week and see Bob Schieffer wearing blank. What's he going to be wearing?
More bling.
Lots of bling.
Bling.
Bob Schieffer. Schieffer it is, yeah. Do you have Bob Schieffer's bling, Don?
No.
No?
No.
In honor of Buzz, I said he would be wearing a strap-on chin dildo.
Oh, no, not a mask.
That was my second choice.
I'm sorry. John Norman, do you have bling?
I have nothing.
Nothing. Oh, wearing nothing.
Wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Please remain seated, Mr. Schieffer. Mike, do you have bling?
No, I had a thong.
Oh, also nice. I forgot you drew a picture.
Draw a nice picture of Bob Schieffer's buttocks.
His butt. You see the squiggly lines, they mean stink.
I know.
Beth Ann, do you have bling?
Well, kind of who's hipper than Buzz? And I said puka shell necklace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would make
yourself.
It him.
Yeah. You know, can I just
say
we've already identified our wild card.
Yeah.
Beth Ann.
Oh, a puka shell.
Shut up, O'Mara.
Buzz,
yes.
What say you?
Oh, who's your daddy, Patty? I said bling.
Hey!
Bling!
There you go, Buzz. How about that?
What a sweetheart.
Patty, you take an early lead. Mike, are you ready to compete with that?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, here we are, Mike. Please don't answer until we ask you. Ready? You can tell that it's autumn. Buzz Burbank has already carved his pumpkin into a blank. Autumn is here. That's three M's. You can tell that it's autumn.
I'm in.
Because Buzz Burbank has already carved his pumpkin.
I'm in.
Into a blank. Mike, hold your answer. It's stars.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Lock in their answer.
I'm in.
Oh, wow, I think everybody's ready. Your panel is right,
Robbie.
Rocking panel today. Mike, you can tell it's autumn. Buzz Burbank has already carved his pumpkin into a blank. What say you?
A toupee.
A toupee. For autumn? How nice.
Well, all of a sudden, my answer
gets
good.
It gets chilly that time of year.
How are things in Northern California? Don, do you have a toupee, a pumpkin toupee?
Now, what's the setup again? Because that guy's answer was so dumb.
I know. I'm wondering why he even said it. You can tell it's autumn because Buzz Burbank has already carved his pumpkin into a blank.
Ladies' orifice.
Oh, yes. Yes, there you go. For autumn.
The V.
Not the A.
With Buzz? Well,
maybe both.
Maybe.
Maybe both.
Turn that pumpkin around.
That's right.
Anyway,
never mind. John, do you know?
I had a hookah.
Oh, yeah, the pumpkin hookah.
Yeah.
Nice cool, right. How about you, Mike?
I had butt plug.
Oh. Not a match. And that brings us to Beth Ann.
Everyone has their own mental picture, don't they?
I had a jack-o'-lantern.
A jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, not a match there. What
no.
do you have, Buzz?
The only right answer, a jack-o'-bong.
Jack-o'-bong. No match there. All right, so at the end of round one, it's Patty with one, Mike with nothing. Mike, you will have to wait because Patty, choose A or B.
I'm going to go with A again.
Hey! Worked so well before. Patty, prison seems to have changed Martha Stewart. On her show this morning, I saw her crafting a lovely quilted cozy for her blank. You big Martha Stewart fan, Patty?
Some of it.
Me too. Prison seems to have changed Martha Stewart. On her show this morning, I saw her crafting a lovely quilted cozy for her blank. Hold your answer, please, as the panel locks in.
I'm ready.
I'm in.
Everyone? Mike?
I'm in.
Everybody's in. All right,
yes,
Patty.
Everybody's ready.
Martha Stewart changed because of prison, was quilting a cozy for her blank. What do you say?
For her hoo-hoo.
You mean her V?
Her V.
Her hooey.
Yes.
Her hoo-hee. Okay.
A quilted cozy for her hoo-hee.
You don't have to be in prison to quilt one of those.
No, that's right. Beth Ann will be actually doing a craft feature later on.
Oh, how wonderful.
Do you have Martha Stewart's hoo-hoo?
I believe it's a match. I set her naturally hairless area.
Oh.
That's close. That's a match.
That's what I meant.
Naturally, though? Naturally?
What I mean is, it's fallen out. She's an old lady.
Understood. Okay, I'm with you now.
Not like she's doing the John Bonet thing.
I was a step behind. Do you have hoo-hoo, John?
I had veg.
Hey, that's another match. How about you, Mike?
See, I was on another track. You were saying she's making it for herself. I was saying that she was crafting it for her bitch.
perhaps that's what the judges were looking for. The writers might have been looking for that. How about you, Beth Ann?
Once again, Mike and I thinking a lot. I said bitch.
Yay! Two bitches. How about you, Buzz?
I said a bracelet. Her bracelet.
How about that? Two vaginas, two bitches, and one bracelet. That sounds like a perfect evening.
What a
it?
Party. Yeah, let's get the party started.
All you need.
Sounds like a show on CBS. Mike!
I'll take B.
Yeah, I thought
after
you would.
Two and a half men, it's two bitches, two vaginas, and a bracelet.
I'm there.
How I Met Your Bitches.
On America's Starring. Most Watched Network.
Starring Alfie Woodward.
Alfrey Woodard.
Is she the chick, the new Desperate Housewife?
Yep. Yes, she's the most desperate.
Right. She's nasty on that show.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's a great addition.
All right, contestant Mike, it's your chance to play catch up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Poor Nathan Lane.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw this in the
paper. Homo.
Yes. He broke his finger this past weekend. He got it shut in the car door. Now, he'll still be able to act in his Broadway play, but sadly, it will be 4 weeks before he'll be able to blank. Hold your answer, Mike. Poor Nathan Lane. You a fan?
Mike? No, I don't even know who he is.
Excellent. Lots of culture.
Hold on. You don't know who he is?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, poor Nathan Lane. He broke his finger this past weekend, but he'll still be able to act in his Broadway play. Sadly, however, it will be 4 weeks before he'll be able
John?
To play.
I'm in. Buzz?
Yep.
B-A-U-N?
Yeah.
Panel is right. Mike! Nathan Lane, broken finger, 4 weeks before he'll be able to what?
Play with himself.
Play with himself. Why not get right to it?
Sure, why not?
Right.
Don, do you have that verb?
No, I don't. And actually, I'm talking about a behind-the-scenes thing that happens. You know, they have a problem with shoplifting.
Yes.
On the set of both the producers and also on...
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple, right.
Right.
So for a whole month, he won't be able to say, you stole my mascara.
Sean, do you have... what was the answer again? Play with himself. Do you have that?
Great mind thing to like, Don. I had service Matthew Broderick.
Oh, yeah. During the intermission, perhaps. Mike.
Well, a lot of people don't know this about Nathan Lane, even though he's been on Broadway. He was the Golden Glove boxer. And he likes a good fight. So unfortunately, for a while, he won't be able to duke it out.
No matter.
Don't you get it, Beth Ann?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
I don't like this one.
Say it, Beth
Ann. Complete.
It's radio.
Complete.
Say it. Complete. He'll not be able to complete without his
finger. Violence.
Lovely answer, though. How about you, Buzz? What say you?
Well, if he can't service Matthew Broderick, he certainly can't satisfy Matthew Broderick.
Oh, there you go. No match there. Mike, this is you're going to have to really come back here. I need you to pick A or B.
I'm going to pick A.
Hey, now here, I want you to know the score is 3-0, so it's important you score big, all right?
I'm going
to
score big.
All right. Marty the Mortician said...
What? Now, hold on. Now you are getting too game showy.
Remember, Marty?
These are not even people we've ever heard of. Marty the Mortician.
You'll know about a guy later in the clue. I just wanted to set the table as they went.
Marty the Mortician.
Yeah. Marty the Mortician said, last night I was looking over NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen's last will and testament. Here's what I found.
What?
He wants a simple funeral, no elaborate headstone. Just mark the grave with blank. Now, Mike, I will tell you, you have a chance to win here. Marty the Mortician said, last night I was looking over NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen's last will and testament.
Yes.
And here's what I found. He wants a simple funeral, no elaborate headstone. Just mark Sonny Jurgensen's grave with a blank.
I'm in.
Man,
with
I am not.
Blank?
Don't you remember the standard Sonny joke?
Yeah, we have a standard answer for this. I'm in.
Unless you want to stray from it.
Yeah, which you're
everything
free to
is acceptable.
Do. I'm lost.
I'm hoping I'm hitting on this one.
And
Marty the Mortician.
I'm in.
Mike.
I'm in.
All right, I'm putting something totally up.
Didn't think we'd stop
I
people
can't
on this.
Do it. I can't hear it. It's too naughty. But I'll...
You do it? You'll skirt
it? Yeah, I'll do
it. All right, very good. All right, Mike. Marty the Mortician said, last night I was looking over Sonny's last will and testament. He wants a simple funeral, no elaborate headstone. Just mark the grave with blank. What do you say, Mike?
Well, I'm kind of retarded, so maybe mark it with an X.
Hey, you know what? You're not even kind of retarded.
Yeah, you are retarded.
Don, do you have Sonny's X?
No, and of course the answer was big wooden teeth.
Exactly.
Big, mark it with his
never
big wooden teeth.
No match there.
Also, I would have thrown in gallbladder.
Okay.
But he just had it taken out.
But not an X, so no match there. Did you say X, John?
Strangely enough, I also had Sonny's teeth.
Mark it with his teeth. No match there. But, Mike.
I'm a real dummy on this one. I said Mark is great with hot dogs.
I thought of that. Excellent timing.
That's an excellent answer. What do you say, Beth Ann?
I don't know about the teeth. I said H-O-F.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame.
You know what that is? That's H-O-F-S. That's Hall of Fame stupid.
No, man. What do you say, Buzz?
Hall of Fame funny.
Back to the classic. I said Sonny's teeth.
There you go. No matches. Patty, you win by default. We will see you in Superman.
Hey, Patty.
Way to go, Patty. I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, you sure are. Hang up.
You win by default. Oh, did he hang up?
Yeah, he did hang up.
No, I'm here.
I met the other guy. Hold on. Patty,
we're talking about the other guy, Patty, not all about you.
We'll come back to you, Patty. And
Patty, the only child.
And tell you the guy, whoever he was, what was his name
again? Mike
gets a $25 Tower Records gift card, TowerRecordsTower.com. The only place to feed your addiction to pop culture. Get your fix of Tower, Tower Records. Entertain yourself. You know, Beth Ann?
Yep.
This is a compliment. Yeah, I think you're bright and fantastic at radio. Really?
Right, but?
But on the match game?
Suck.
You remind me a lot of Christine Kerner.
Wow, that's a phenomenal compliment.
That
it really is.
No, it's not.
It really is.
But you're going to come back
strong. I'm better
strong.
Than I was the first time.
What?
I'm better than I was the first time.
Yes, you are.
Yes. It's going to get better now. Well, there was like an ask.
Yeah, I don't agree. I blocked it out. You did this feature with us one other time?
Yep. I really
How'd
was.
That go?
Not well.
It wasn't on the air. We did it in the office,
just
for fun.
You know what I like is the fact that Buzz is over there, finally with someone that Buzz can tool on.
Yes.
Because for the longest time, remember once Buzz had an answer that was so stupid,
we made
him autograph the card so we could hang it up in our office.
We still have it somewhere.
Made perfect sense to me.
What did you write on your card, Mike?
I'm doodling.
What are you doodling?
I'm doodling.
What does it say?
I'm doodling.
What does it say?
It says, duh, and it has a big arrow pointed to you, Beth Ann.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm just having fun. I'm having fun. And she writes ass.
Ass.
But look where the arrow went.
The arrow pointed at you.
I had to think about the arrow, which way the arrow was pointing.
You know, they're both doing like the I'm with stupid thing, except Beth Ann wrote.
All the arrows pointing at
ass, and it was pointing right at her.
Just like Brett and Charles Nelson Reilly, isn't
that right?
Just the funny infighting.
Without the glasses.
They love each other.
All right, well, we come back. I guess two more contestants, right, in the next round? Is that how this bit works?
Yeah, and it gets even funnier in the next round.
It's golden, Jerry.
Thank you.
Now what are you doing?
I'm doodling fake breasts on me.
They look good.
for everyone in
Not
the room.
As big as your own.
And this is... That's nice.
Now, really, Beth Ann, seriously, where's that when you're writing down your answers?
Yeah, see, I mean, some of that hostility towards me.
If it's Mike and Boob, you make a great joke. You say H-O-F.
People have pressure in match game.
Next time, it doesn't even have to be related, and next time the answer should be, Mike's dumb ass head. And that'll work for you.
Yeah. You could answer seriously in the next round. Uh-huh. You could write Mike's man boobs in
every answer.
And you would be a winner.
We've all used that technique at one time or another. It's the repetition technique. Mm-hmm. It works very well with match game.
I dare you to. Okay. I mean, I'm telling you, it'd be good.
But then the people are going to say Mike's man boobs.
They'd only get one match.
Right.
See, so
and
it's
I
not
don't
worth
have man boobs.
I know.
That was my words, not hers.
I don't have man boobs.
We have talked before about myths.
I know.
But didn't you talk about your incredibly big sweaty nipples?
Yes, absolutely. At the president's
through the shirt.
Now I'm rubbing them.
Now you are.
I know. That means Don and Mike to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Ted, how are you? Congratulations. Thanks for looking, man. All right, let's go. Ted,
Patchell, congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. Yes. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm being very unprofessional right now. I'm eating chicken while I'm on the mic. That one caught me a little bit by surprise, but hey, that just means we're going to get right back into the best of. Let's continue with the match game on the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, all right, back to the match game 2005, match game 20-odd-5.
Yes.
Rob, let's see. We're going to meet our contestants, right?
Yeah, I believe they're standing by. They must still be backstage.
CBS, he lives it, doesn't he?
At CBS Television City.
Yes, let's bring them out. Pipe down,
Where's
sir.
They're in the green room.
Stop the charade. Here is Steve, who's our first contestant for this match game. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
All right, Arlington, VA.
Hi, Steve.
Our other contestant is Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, people.
Hi, Carolyn.
Carolyn, where are you from?
Rockville.
Beautiful.
Classic Rockville.
Let's play the game.
Very good. Hi, Steve. Hi, Carolyn. Are you familiar with the game?
Absolutely.
So no doubt you remember the coin toss and you remember that Steve won backstage. Steve, pick A or B.
They were standing right there.
Hey.
All right, Steve. Let's do this now. Okay. Oh, here's a clue about me. Oh. You got to wonder about Rob Spiewak's marriage.
Do.
Yeah.
You sure do.
He recently asked his wife for a happy ending. So she gave him blank.
I know. You ask, or Carrie asked you.
No. I asked Carrie for a happy ending, and she gave me blank. You gotta wonder about Rob Spiewak's marriage. He recently asked his wife for a happy ending, so she gave him blank.
I'm in.
I'm in. Steve, you a happy guy by nature?
I'm in. Buzzer,
I'm in. Yes, I'm in.
All right, we're all over. Your panel's ready.
All right, thank you. Steve, are you ready?
Sure.
Don't answer yet. Just say yes. Okay, you got to wonder about Rob Spiewak's marriage. He recently asked his wife for a happy ending, so she gave him blank. What say you?
A terrific dessert.
A terrific dessert. Hmm. Something food-related there.
There you go.
Do you have Carrie's homemade apple pie over there, Don?
No, I don't have Carrie's pie over here.
Delicious pie. Serve it warm.
Ooh. What's this setup? I don't want to start talking about your wife.
I know. I'll get myself arrested. Rob Spiewak asked his wife for a happy ending, yeah. So she gave him blank.
Oh, a set of brass knuckles.
Oh, that wouldn't be happy, would it?
For you.
No match.
Be happy for you.
What do you say about Steve's answer, John?
How about a divorce?
Oh, boy. That's a great ending.
That'd be
no
happy
match.
Ending.
How about you, Mike?
That's cruel and not funny. I said a divorce.
Hey, look, in papers and a picture of me.
Yeah.
Save that one for me. What do you say, my man?
I think there's only one way to a happy ending, and that's Mike's man boobs.
Oh.
You know, it worked.
You see, good for you, B.A.
Not a match.
Good for you, B.A.
Yeah.
Mike would be mad at you.
I anticipated that. That's why I have my other thing. B.A.'s mirror.
Oh.
Mike is drawing the picture. Now, Mike, if you really want to really take it to the next level,
I know.
You want to draw what's in the middle of the game continues.
How would she give me Mike's man boobs? I don't know. Buzz, what do you say?
I thought a happy ending for you would be unconsciousness.
Oh. Not a match.
Her
no matches there. Or mine.
Either
anything
one.
At this point.
Oh, but
that's a normal Friday night, right?
May I out you for a moment
sure.
In a comment you made that was funny about your wife?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Yes.
When you were telling me about her trip?
Yes.
Mike is now drawn.
Picture of Satan.
Mike is drawn with Beth Ann sees in the mirror.
Why, wow. It looks like old Scratch himself.
I said to Buzz the other day. Buzz is on the computer. And I said, hey, you got a second? He said, hold on. I'm doing something. Marsha's taking a trip. He said, the way he said was, I'm planning.
No,
my
I'm booking.
I'm booking my wife's absence.
Booking her absence.
I think she's going to enjoy Rwanda.
I thought so.
It's a nice hotel there. You got to book that.
That's right. Rwanda Inn.
The Hotel Rwanda.
You'll love it, Marsha.
All right, Carolyn.
Yes.
This is an excellent chance to move forward, so listen carefully. All right. New dad, Kevin Federline, is a really bad babysitter.
Oh, how bad is he?
Thank you, panel. How bad? He couldn't find a pacifier, so he put blank in baby Preston's mouth.
Oh, my.
You big Britney fan, Carolyn?
No, not really.
Because, you know, she's married to Kevin Federline.
That I'm aware of.
Yeah, he's a doorknob. And he's a really bad babysitter. He's so bad that when he couldn't find a pacifier, he put a blank in baby Preston's mouth. Hold on.
I'm in, and I'm disgusting.
Oh, are you really?
Yes. Johnny?
Yeah, I'm in.
Mike?
I'm in.
Beth Ann?
I'm in. Buzz?
I'm in.
All right, the panel is right. Carolyn, bad babysitter Kevin Federline, couldn't find a pacifier, so he put blank in baby Preston's mouth. What say you?
One of Brittany's dirty bare feet.
Oh,
you know what? That's a
good answer.
That's a good answer, Carolyn. Yes. Yeah. You know what? That's a funny answer.
Stuck on this foot.
We've definitely riffed on her feet before.
Do you have that dirty foot, Don?
No. What's the setup again?
He couldn't find a pacifier, so he put blank in baby Preston's mouth.
That is
wrong.
What's wrong with me for laughing at that?
It's terrible.
Well, you wrote it, I laugh at it.
Matching John.
Oh, hey.
John had it too.
An awful panel. I decided I'd go with the Canino joke. I said he'd put a dirty sock in the baby's mouth.
You know, that's close. No, but no.
No, it's not Britney's foot. No.
Judges, no. Cause
no.
If
nine.
You had said Britney's dirty sock.
It might have been close.
Maybe then, but not now.
Not now. I failed.
You failed. Always.
Always failing.
What did you say, Beth Ann?
I said one of Mike's man boobs.
Only good when he's lactating.
Thank you.
You must.
I wish I'd thought of what I said, cigarette. He's a bad parent.
Yeah. Oh, mighty bad.
Sorry, Carolyn.
At the end of round one, we are tied 0-0. Carolyn, your turn to pick A or B.
A.
Hey. Here we are.
Watch it. Mouth.
CBS. This week on CSI Wichita, Grissom says, "I'm sorry, but it appears he was blanked to death."
Right.
I'm in.
You like CSI, Carolyn?
Yes.
Well, this week on CSI Wichita, that's in Kansas, I don't even know why Grissom is there. Grissom says, "I'm sorry, but it appears he was blanked to death."
I'm in.
Don is in?
Yeah. Everybody
waiting on John and Beth Ann, I think.
I'm in.
John, Beth Ann, Buzz, Mike.
I'm in.
All right, Carolyn, television viewer, this week on CSI Wichita, "I'm sorry, but it appears he was blanked to death." What's your answer?
Dildoed to death.
Is that even a verb?
Sure.
It is now.
Okay, well done. All right, Don, do you have Carolyn's dildo?
No, I don't, but I do have an answer that is... That reminds me of a story we had the other day about Buzz's news.
Yes.
About Buzz's parents, right?
Yes.
What's the setup again?
Monf Eilston, "I'm sorry," on CSI Wichita. He says, "I'm sorry, but it appears he was blanked to death."
Raped by senior citizens.
Oh, yeah.
wasn't that story?
You are working so blue today.
That story was from Wichita.
Near Wichita.
About the old people that had the retarded kids.
They would rape them, and they'd also make them do farm work naked. I know, that would kill anybody. What do you say, John?
I said F.
F. You're in Wichita, you're F. What do you say, Mike?
This is Wichita, and I said that he was bored to death.
Oh, yeah, and a picture of Buzz. Right. Very nice. That's a match. What do you say about that?
They looked at all the evidence, and obviously he had been slapped silly by Mike's man boo.
You know, Beth Ann, don't you feel better now?
Yeah, I got
it. How about you, Mike?
Yeah.
Like they say on Broadway, you gotta
really
have a gimmick.
It.
What do you say, Buzz?
I believe the judges were looking for bored, so I have bored to death.
But no matches there because we use dildo as a verb. So, Steve, that leaves you with B. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your chance to shine, buddy. Mariah Carey sure knows how to travel in style.
I love your sense. Just phony BS saccharine.
He relates to the contestant.
Buddy, which really means a-hole.
Your chance to shine, buddy.
You know, it was up to me. I wish everyone could lose.
Right. Chance to win, loser.
All right, Steve, buddy. Mariah Carey sure knows how to travel in style.
Had one face, bitch.
She even buys a separate first class ticket just for her blank. Mariah Carey is a songstress.
In.
Say it again, Rob.
Mariah Carey knows how to travel in style.
Yes.
You know, she even buys a separate first class ticket just for her blank.
Let me see, Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
How about John Jen? How about you, that fan?
I'm in.
I believe the panel is right.
And Buzz?
I'm in.
Okay.
All right. Steve. Mariah Carey loves to travel and she knows how to do it. She even buys a separate first class ticket just for her blank. What do you say, Steve?
Her ego.
Ah.
Ergo ego.
Yes. Do you have her ego, Don?
No. She buys an extra seat for her pimply cottage cheese ass.
Oh. Nice. Use of adjectives.
She can afford it.
No match. What do you say, John?
Her tease.
Oh. Yeah.
Tease.
Yeah, you'll... We want to keep those seated during takeoff and landing. How about you, Mike?
She buys a separate seat for her picture of my man boo. Can't beat him, join him.
No match. What do you say, my man?
Ironically,
yes.
Mariah buys that extra seat for her suitcase full of Mike's
man boo. And if I could just point out, is this a scoreless game?
Yeah, so far.
If either one of these two old listeners had said man boobs,
yeah,
they'd get a match.
What would be funny is if they said man boob next time and neither one of them said it.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. That would be funny.
How about that?
So remember that, buddy. What do you think, Buzz?
I have the other side of her face.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. Yeah. One face.
Yes.
No match. Steve, it's your chance to pick A or B. Pick wisely, buddy.
Hey.
And here, oh, yes, Sir Paul McCartney. All yes, right. He's on tour right now. Paul McCartney is currently on tour, and his fan base seems to be getting older.
Mm.
Sir Paul's souvenir stand was selling T-shirts, programs, and blank.
I'm in.
He's getting older, Steve. You go to the concert? Steve, are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
He's Googling.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Good guy, Steve. Happy guy. Steve, Paul McCartney's fan base is getting older. His souvenir stand was selling T-shirts, programs, and
everybody's ready.
Everybody's in. His what was being sold at his souvenir stand, Steve? A heated sign.
Come on, dumbass.
If you need help, ask your boyfriend.
Viagra.
What's that?
What? Viagra.
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 No. Do you have Sir Paul's Viagra?
No, I said they were selling stool softener.
Oh, yeah. Not a match.
Stool softener.
Not a match.
Different pill.
That's right. Or maybe not a pill. What did you say, John?
Geritol.
Geritol, also good.
No, my
sponsor of the Lawrence Welk program.
It's Paul McCartney's tour we're talking about.
Yeah,
coming
he's
up
getting
next.
Older.
I said they're selling artificial legs.
Okay.
Okay, what do you say, Ben?
Good one. Hi, B.A.
What do you say, Ben?
Well, I feel bad.
Yeah, why? Me too.
What did you say?
Well, actually, I had two answers.
Which is
I changed
what?
It.
You can't have
you
two
can't
answers.
I know. Well,
not how the game works. Go with your gut.
My first one was Viagra.
Oh, that's a match.
Oh, that's a match.
All right, so that's
very good.
You want to hear what the second one
no,
was?
No.
No.
No, what'd you say, bro?
Wrinkly Mike Man Boob.
I said dentures.
Oh, yeah. Dentures. Not a match. But you know what, dentures. Steve? You have a commanding lead.
Great.
1-0.
Boy, Carolyn, I'm rooting really hard for you to win this, okay?
So
listen carefully. The doctor says to Mike O'Mara, the good news is we've figured out what you're allergic to. The bad news is Mike, you're allergic to blank.
I'm in.
Carolyn, do you listen to the Don and Mike program? Yes, then you're familiar
Carolyn,
with Mike
yes.
O'Mara.
I'm in.
The doctor says to Mike O'Mara, the good news is we figured out what you're allergic to. The bad news is that you're allergic to blank. One match will tie it. Two will win. So the pressure is on. The panel, right?
Yeah, we're in.
I'm in.
All right, Carolyn, the sad news. Mike is allergic to what?
I'd really have to say man boobs.
Man boobs.
Mm-hmm. Now, she's playing the odds here.
This is a strategic
move. Carolyn, I must say that there is an obvious answer. A real obvious mm-hmm. answer.
Yeah, painfully obvious. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, maybe one of
and not,
two.
And not particularly funny.
And a couple good secondary DP. There's a couple good secondary answers.
Correct.
But she says man boobs. Don?
No.
Are you going to help her out?
No, I'm not, Rob.
Buddy?
What is it? What was it set up again?
Mike, we figured out what you're allergic to. The bad news is you're allergic to?
Marriage.
Oh.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
But the itching has stopped. What did you say, Don?
I went for the other obvious one. Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Give me the whole thing. Read the whole thing.
The doctor says to Mike O'Mara, the good news is we figured out what you're allergic to. The bad news is that you're allergic to blank.
To not looking great.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Good answer.
That is a good answer, but not a match. Beth Ann.
Mike, to your man boobs.
There's a match.
There's a match. All right, it's a tie. Buzz.
This is interesting. I was going to say Mike's allergic to sobriety, but instead, what I wrote was man boobs.
Oh, wow. Carolyn
winner.
Wins. That's excellent, Carolyn. We will see you in Supermatch.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second there, Carolyn. So that means it's chick-on-chick action.
Yeah.
It's Carolyn and Patty.
Wow.
And Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Yes, loser. Congratulations. You have won the $25 Tower Records gift card. TowerRecordsTower.com, the only place to feed your addiction to pop culture. Get your fix at Tower. Tower Records, entertain yourself.
Go Red Sox.
Thank you.
Yay.
Bye-bye. I'm not surprised you're a Red Sox fan.
Well, I got to support him now.
Stupid guy.
Got to support him now, huh?
All right, so when we come back.
Carolyn takes on Patty.
You find this hard to believe. It moves at a faster rate, and it's funnier.
Yes. Oh, you're going to look, because we're looking now at Supermatch.
Yeah, sure are. I bet there's music for that.
Supermatch is lightning fast.
It is, and the jokes are funnier, and the contestants are funnier.
It's super.
It is. For a Supermatch, your face and your ass.
Hey!
No, that's from high school.
That is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the winner of Supermatch, they go to Final Match, and boy, okay. Is that funny.
We got a break. We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. Wow. We got things going on in this studio today. Let me turn that down a little bit. Don and Mike returning to their new studio, July 11th. Till then, I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. We are having some fun today with the best of. Let's continue on with the conclusion of the match game on the best of Don and Mike.
Let's play the match game now. We've whittled it down to two. Patty, and it's Caroline. Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn?
Yes.
There she is. All right, let me make sure with Patty.
Wow, wow.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
All right, very good.
Wow, wow. Rob, let's get right to it.
Did the panel enjoy the dinner break?
That's quite a spread, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Try the chicken.
All right, well, we spun the big wheel backstage, and Patty, you remember winning, so I need you to pick A or B.
I have to go with A.
Hey, and here's your clue.
Hey.
The entire Don and Mike audience stood and cheered when Beth Ann McBride finally blanked.
Oh, wow.
Go anywhere with this one.
Hold on. Can I have that again, please?
The entire Don and Mike listening audience stood and cheered when Beth Ann McBride finally blanked. Hold your answer, Patty.
Oh, wow.
I'm in.
Do you listen to the Don and Mike Show, Patty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're familiar with Helen.
Yeah.
Okay, the entire Don and Mike audience stood and cheered. Don, you look confused.
I'm in.
Yeah, I am really having a brain fart here.
The Don and Mike audience stood and cheered when Beth Ann McBride finally blanked. This must be easy for Beth Ann, because no doubt you remember.
I remember.
That's right.
I was there.
I remember.
Okay,
I'm in.
Okay. I think the panel is right, except for Don.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, the panel is right. Patty, the entire Don and Mike audience stood and cheered when Beth Ann McBride finally blanked. What say you?
I've got about three, but I'm going to say got some.
Finally got
she
some.
Got
good
some.
Answer. Got good some. Answer. Got some what? Don't answer that. Don,
okay,
do you have got
we have,
some?
We have to ask the judges.
Yeah. All right.
I said Beth Ann finally achieved creamery, buttery delight.
No, because I think that implies by herself. Yeah.
And I was thinking of you churning butter.
Mm-hmm. Down on the farm.
That meant anything to you, Beth Ann?
Means plenty to me.
Which is how I picture you doing it anyway.
Like a butter churn?
With a big wooden butter churn.
Sorry.
And you're wearing a pilgrim outfit. No pants on.
Must be because of Thanksgiving.
A crotchless pilgrim outfit. Just like they wore at Plymouth Rock.
Hot.
What do you say, John?
Beth Ann got laid big time.
Oh, that's a match.
There you go.
Patty, hey. Well played. What do you say, Mike? Nice.
I said they all stood up and cheered when she finally listened.
Oh. No match.
I'm kidding, of course.
Now, Bethann, I guess...
Don't worry. I got my answer right here.
All right.
And what is it? It's got to be right.
Well, with Mike's man boobs.
See, that was my second answer.
It was kind of half right.
Maybe move it down to third. What did you say, Buzz?
I said achieved.
No. But, Patty, you're off and running.
Oh.
Hey, it's Fireball Carolyn. Carolyn, how have you been?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your clue.
All right, Gene.
Tom Cruise says to Katie Holmes, I love you so much. I just wish a doctor could make your blank bigger. You see, Carolyn, he's a Christian Scientist. He doesn't do doctors. So the clue goes like this.
Okay.
Tom Cruise says to Katie Holmes,
right.
I love you so much. I just wish a doctor could make your blank bigger. That ends it. Hold your answer. The panel looking amongst themselves.
Ooh.
I'm in.
John and Buzz are in?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
Mike? Yeah, all right.
Mike is in.
This is a hard one.
It is. Rock hard.
So speaking. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Panel is right. Carolyn, Tom Cruise says to Katie Holmes, I love you so much. I just wish a doctor could make your blank bigger. What do you say, Carolyn? Okay, good. Then you pass.
Bazams. Boobs.
Boobs. Okay.
Her boobs.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you, my dear.
Sorry.
Do you have Katie Holmes' boobs?
No, I said make her Daisy. Make her Daisy
bigger.
Dear Lord.
Make
wow.
her Daisy bigger.
Wow. That might be happening with the birth. What did you say, John?
I said mouth and drew the worst picture ever.
There it is.
It looks like lips. Well, but not a mouth. What do you say, Mike?
This is my least funny answer of the entire game. I'd like to apologize.
That's all right.
And, I'm depriving our audience because I wrote a game. I said her brain, and then I wrote something for everybody else.
See, that's what the writers
you wrote,
were looking for.
You wrote a very disgusting word.
Not
and the C word, not the D word.
Thank you.
Not Beth Ann's D word. The C word.
Well, you know, I think that she's actually a guy, so I said D.
Oh, yeah. A bigger D.
I told you, she does not say C. She says D.
And I think that's nice. It's a lady. What do you say, Buzz?
questions linger about Tom, so I said make her muscles bigger.
Oh, there you go. No match is there, Carolyn. I'm sorry to report. You are down by one, but you have the opportunity to pick A or B.
I'll go with A.
Hey, everybody's picking A.
A.
You know, everyone has picked A thus far.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. All right, I just got one of those new Bill O'Reilly Pez dispensers. Did you know that? Yeah, you pull his head back, and blank comes out.
I'm in.
It's comically oversized, if you want to picture it. It's one of those new Bill O'Reilly Pez dispensers. You pull his head back, and blank comes out. Hold your answer, please, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think we're all ready.
Panel right?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Carolyn, are you going to give us the best answer of all time?
I'd love to give you the best answer of all time.
All right, a Bill O'Reilly Pez dispenser. You pull his head back, and blank comes out. What say you?
His thing.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Haven't anticipated that.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Missed that answer by one question. Would have been a good answer last time.
No.
Don, do you have the no-spin thing?
I said when you lift up his head, bull-ass comes out.
No, that's not a match, though. Good answer. What'd you say?
I also said crap.
There's a third word that we'll leave out. Mike.
I said the same thing, bull-ass comes out.
Can you say it like the man?
Huh? And I said it's the biggest bunch of bull-ass of all time.
Thank you. Not a match. Bethann.
I said S.
S, no answer.
I perhaps went too far. I said vile, divisive, arrogant venom.
Okay. You have an agenda.
No match there. All right, Patty, are you ready to move ahead?
Yes, I am.
All right, Hugh Hefner.
In the interest of time, if she gets a point here, does she win?
Oh, she's already up by one.
Well, how many of these silly questions do we have to sit through?
Just three more. We'll be done before you know.
As many as it takes
three
to entertain
more.
America.
You don't want to destroy the integrity of the game.
Three more.
That's right. I'd have to speak to the lawyers if we wanted to change it.
I got news for you. But I would like to get some of Buzz's news in.
And so, you will.
No, I mean, I'd like to get more than we normally get in.
All right.
You made us late already.
Why don't we cut it to two?
All right. Well, then Patty wins.
Well, okay. Don't be a dick.
Well, no, but
he's not. He's trying to keep it even. That's all.
Well, I mean, who cares? Even Steven, it's a stupid game on the radio.
True enough.
Okay. Now the other girl, Carolyn, is just frustrated right now.
I really love for Carolyn to get a fair shake.
Last time and I didn't.
What, Carolyn?
I had the BS answer, and it was my other choice.
All right, let's roll on with this. Go ahead.
All right,
ahead.
Patty. Hugh Hefner, age 79, is thinking about siring another child, and he already has an appropriate name picked out. He wants to name the child blank. you thinking about fathering another child.
I'm
he
in.
Already has an appropriate name picked out for said child. He wants to name the kid blank. Patty, hold your answer, please, while the panel mulls it over. As a name for the child, 79-year-old Paul. Perplexed looks.
I'm so in.
All right, I'm in, but I am not confident.
And I go first.
I am not confident about my answer.
All right, we can do a reversal.
No,
be fine.
All right,
Patty, the panel is right, yes?
Yeah.
All right, Hugh Hefner, age 79, is thinking about having another baby, and he has an appropriate name picked out. He wants to name the child what, Patty?
Mike's Man Boobs.
He wants to
We may have a grand champion.
Mike's Man Boobs.
Strategic mode.
She's playing not funny, but smart. John, do you have Mike's Man Boobs?
No, I couldn't name it either David Lee Roth or Adam Carolla.
Oh! I like it when you work your agenda in.
Not a magic. John.
I had Mike's Man Boobs.
Hey!
Yay.
Mike.
I'm close to half.
Yes?
And that's why I said, dirty little bastard.
Oh, no. What'd you say, Beth Ann?
I said, Mike, man boobs, Hefner.
Wow. All right.
No, you grow up in the mansion. Your name is Lucky.
Lucky. There you go. All right, Carolyn, this is your last chance. I need you to pick A or B.
G.
G or B?
B.
All right.
Now, how many does she need to win here?
She needs 3 to at least tie, 4 for the game to progress.
Okay, gotcha.
A big match game hello to Don and Mike opponent, Tim Sabian, recently hired by Sirius Satellite Radio.
We'll have a good chance to catch up on this one,
His primary responsibility will be overseeing Howard Stern's blank. You know, when I wrote this morning, I realized for the first time his name is really like Sawbean. Like
I'm
string in. Bean or
I'm
baked
in.
Bean.
Mike's in. Buzz is in.
I surrender.
A big John match game hello.
In,
yeah.
John is in and waiting on my lady.
I'm in.
Everybody's in. All right, Carolyn, a big match game hello to Don and Mike opponent Tim Sabian, recently hired by Sirius Satellite Radio. His primary responsibility will be overseeing Howard Stern's blank. What's your answer?
Duty.
Howard Stern's duty. D-U-T-Y, duty. Don, do you have Stern's duty?
Now tell me if this is a match. I said he's going to be overseeing Howard Stern's wiping.
Wiping? Not a match, I'm sorry.
Boy, I thought it was
It's very close. It's all interrelated, but
and
not a match.
I went with the obvious bedpan.
Bedpan. Ooh, not a match.
What'd
you say, Mike?
I said the obvious is bung.
Oh, not a match. And Beth Ann?
I said ass.
And not a match. And Buzz?
Hello, I said the obvious. I said man boobs.
Oh, there you go. And, Patty, since you complete the round in the lead, you go to final match.
Yay!
Now, Carolyn, hold on a second. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. You get the $25 Tower Records gift card from Tower.com. Thanks for listening, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Now, Patty, let me see. You have already won the portable DVD player and the Supernatural DVD, courtesy of the WB. Watch Supernatural tonight and every Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on the WB. Now she plays for an extra $100.
That's right, Patty. You're going
You're
going to final match, so I need you to pick a celebrity to play with. Pick Don, John, Mike, Beth Ann, or Buzz. Pick quickly.
Mike
O'Mara, pressure's on you.
Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody.
And this is how we play this. I will read this clue, and Mike will lock in his answer.
All right.
Mike?
Yeah.
Corn blank. Corn blank.
Now, Mike is the only one that gets to write it in.
Right.
Mike is going to write his answer down now.
He will lock in his answer.
I'm in.
All right.
Okay. Mike's
his
ready.
Answer is locked in. Now, Patty, you can ask two members of the panel, John, that's not appropriate. You can ask two members of the panel to offer suggestions. Who would you like to ask?
Don,
corn blank.
Corn flakes.
Corn flakes. Hmm. And another suggestion?
Buzz.
I would say corn bread.
Corn flakes or corn bread, or you're free to go on your own. See, I told you.
You sure you don't want to ask John Norman?
Yeah, why don't you ask John?
John, what do you think?
Whole?
Do not draw a picture, Don.
They already have pictures available.
Picture. Yeah, we have stock pictures.
Keep them.
All right. Patty, what do you think Mike wrote?
I am going to go with cornflake.
Cornflake. All right, Mike, reveal your answer.
I said corn on the cob.
Oh! a good answer. But, Patty, you got no reason to be sad because you won that fabulous prize package.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Actually, no, the portable DVD player is worth like $500.
Yeah,
you did get the good prize from the
DVD. Wonderful.
And, Patty, thank you for listening.
I'm sorry, Patty.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Hold on, Patty. Oh, and we've got the clothes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Portions not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast.
Cinnamon.
Match Game 2005 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Cotman television production.
Yay.
Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Gambit. Thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Rough. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. It's the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation until July 11th. Until then, you've got me. The real tough cookie. Legendary Joe Arnger with you. I'll be back on Monday with more Best Of to You. We got one more segment, though, and let's all ask ourselves. You can think about it over the weekend if you want, but let's find out together. Is Jim Nance Jewish? It's the best of Don and Mike. See you Monday.
Would you hold that up for Buzz so he can go to that website? There's a website. It's one of these stupid ones that makes absolutely no sense. It's like reading your horoscope in the paper, but you give it your birth date, the year and the day that you were born, and it gives you the top five celebrity matches for you.
Oh, cool.
It's a good waste of a couple seconds.
What? No, I mean, but I love stuff like this.
That have your same birthday or that you should have married?
It's that you would be well matched with.
Yeah, that you pop in your birthday and then it spits out the celebrities that you would get along with.
And don't think that we're also not going to waste time talking about your anniversary, which we are, and I still think you've totally screwed that up.
Yeah, well,
you got to go buy.
You really ought
to buy a card.
I should.
And then there's the question of Nance.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, again, Rob is all knowing in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
This surprised me. We're trying to get our good friend Nancy back on the show this week,
mm-hmm.
Jim Nance. As it turns out, his schedule is a little upside down because his daughter is involved with something with Jewish New Year. She has to go to temple or she has a day of, she has to do something.
Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm.
And, Yom Kippur. Thank you, Buzz. And anyway, I mentioned to Beth Ann and the rest of the guys in the room, I said, gosh, you know, he sure does strike me as a wasp.
I couldn't think of a waspier guy than Jim Nance. I didn't know he was Jewish.
Rob jumped up. Rob, of course, who's everything about religion and
ethnicity. Yes.
He's like the expert, and he says, right on cue,
that if Carolyn, his wife, Mrs. Nance, is Jewish, that would make the daughter Jewish.
Okay.
Because that's how the Jewish faith
works. And you know that because you are...
One-eighth Jewish.
One-eighth Jewish.
And a student of all religions.
Yes, of course. All religions and all ethnicities.
So now let's bet on this. Do you think Jim Nance, what do you think his religion is? I think he's a Protestant.
That would be...
I think we can't be that easy. I think you have to delineate the denomination of Protestant.
Mm.
I think to make it, if we're having a... Because really everybody's going to have a different answer.
I'll say it. He reeks of Catholic.
You think he's Catholic?
I think he's as Catholic as the day is long.
Well, you said Protestant before.
I was lying. That was my PC answer.
I, in my heart of hearts, believe deeply that Mr. Jim Nance is an Episcopalian.
Buzz.
I will say Presbyterian.
I'm pretty certain he's not Catholic.
Yeah.
See, I could be the big winner on that.
I think he's a Baptist.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Boy,
I thought I might have won with that.
I thought of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
although, he might still be Jewish.
Nobody guesses so. Jewish. Okay, here's the
Does
question.
Anybody want to throw in Jewish?
Nope. No one in the room?
No taker. No,
nobody
play the odds and go Baptist.
Going guard.
No one's going to take it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I heard a most incredible Jim Nance interview today in Boston. He was on a sports radio station.
Okay.
And you know how Jim takes a while to get to something that's very simple?
Yeah.
they were talking about Tom Brady, and I wrote it down because the quote was so funny.
Thank you.
He says, "I hate Tom Brady because my reservoir of superlatives is bone dry when I am talking about Tom Brady.
I'm sorry, Catholic. Just cemented. Thank you for the call.
My reservoir of superlatives is bone dry.
See you later. Hey, bone dry.
How about a bone dry?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so Buzz, did you go to that website?
I did, and you have a couple of choices. You can either find take the test and find your own most compatible celebrity love match, or you can select a celebrity and see if you match with them.
I'd rather put the birthday in and get our celebrity love match.
Just do that.
All right.
Okay, let's see.
The first question, we need somebody's birthday.
Okay, September 18th.
All right.
That's your birthday.
Yeah, largely ignored by all of you. And thanks again. Mike, kidding.
And
I'm kidding. What? Just because I don't like having a party on the air like you and Buzz. I was kidding.
What was Mike, your year again?
I'll give Mike the props. Mike was early on. Yeah. Mike was like 3 weeks before my birthday. Thank you.
That was in my thoughtful crisis.
Thank you. 1958, Buzz.
All right.
Now, come on.
Here we go.
Aniston.
Come on, Fanning.
Hey, this is me.
Ah, the best. Hey, here's one. Kim Cattrall.
It was one
of your perfect matches.
No thanks.
Why not? Lita Ford. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Kiss Me Deadly.
Singer, right?
She's a rocker.
Ornella Muti. I don't know who that is.
Those are my choices.
Joan Allen and Deborah McMichael.
Out of all those chicks?
Those are the celebrities.
Out of all, okay.
The most famous, I guess, is Kim Cattrall.
Out of all those chicks, I would go with Joan Allen.
Joan Allen.
She would be my choice. Okay, now do Mike.
All right.
Do Mike.
Hang on, let me back up to the data page. Mike, your birthday?
June 22nd. 1986.
And I'm going to write these down. Would you stop being a freaking liar?
June 22nd, 1959.
And as a matter of fact, Joan Allen, although she's up there,
mm-hmm.
she manages still to look good for an older chick. And I think she looks great in the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Identity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's the boss in that.
She's the tough boss.
The CIA boss. She's got long hair. Mike.
Did you get the June 22nd, 1959?
I did. Mike, your matches are Kathy Mattea, Daryl Hannah.
Hey.
Elizabeth McGovern. Bridget Fonda.
Oh, yes.
And Carol Alt.
You bastard.
Oh, wow.
Bridget Fonda, come to me, baby.
All right, Mike, it's Bridget Fonda.
Oh, yes.
This is supposedly based on biorhythms.
Wow. Man, you know what she's great in? She's so sexy in that movie, Jackie Brown.
Because you had to settle for yours. Joan Allen was definitely a settle, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And you know what?
And I really, when you started mine out with Kathy Mattea, I was thinking I was going to have to settle.
Hey, yeah, but you threw Carol Alt aside.
Look who I got.
Yeah, Carol Alt's pretty hot.
All right, hold on. Here's Buzz.
Gates McFadden from Star Trek.
What was that birthday, Buzz, including the year?
The year was 1953. Gates McFadden, Kathy Kinney, Angela Cartwright. I had a crush on her as a kid. Corey Konings and Doris Batten. I don't know who any of those
people
are.
Your list sucks, exactly. Yeah.
Kathy Kinney is from the Drew Carey Show.
And even when I was a little kid, I had a crush on Angela Cartwright.
Like, you know, I would do that girl.
No, Mimi.
Oh, the fat one.
Oh, Kathy Kinney.
Mimi.
I was thinking
that. Yeah, the other one's hot.
The one.
She seems fun.
Buzz, for the record, who will you take?
I will, for the record. Oh, man. I haven't seen Angela Cartwright lately.
She was
Angela Cartwright?
She was Make Room for Daddy.
She was Make Room for Daddy's daughter.
Is she on the Big Valley, too?
No, I don't think she had a Big Valley.
I don't think so.
Who do you pick, Buzz?
Gates McFadden. Let's go with that, just to be on the safe side. I know what she looks like now.
That's so subtle.
All right, and Robbie.
Here's my advantage, because of course...
Can you play it with women, too?
Yes, we could find out who our perfect male matches are,
if you wanted. We'll just do Robbie, then we'll do Beth Ann.
Okay.
I'm at a perfect advantage, because I'm a bald-faced boy of 34, March 8th, 1971.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is going to be great.
I think you're going to do well.
Yeah.
Hey, Ava Braun.
Come on, Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh, Rob got a pretty good list, I think. Mira Sorvino.
Oh.
Jennifer Capriati.
Wow.
Nice.
Faye Tozer, whoever that is. Jessica Caulfield.
No idea.
And Adela Noriega.
All right. Well, maybe
I like the
Emmanuel's chick.
I would take Mira Sorvino.
Yeah, Rob and I have the same taste in women.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's get Beth Ann's birthday. She'll be February something. Do.
Let's get Beth Ann.
We should do Joe as well.
No, let's not do Joe.
Come on.
Joe's not really a part of the show.
Hello.
Hi. What would your birthday there be? Eh?
February 1st.
Yeah.
1961.
Plus tax.
What?
Plus tax.
Oh.
Hang on, I just got our female matches. Hang on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here are male matches. Russell Wong.
I would take him on his name.
Oh.
Maurice Bernard.
Who?
Chris Isaac.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Hey, Dad.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Oh, I just did Chris Tucker for Chris Isaac.
What are you doing?
And Chip Eston. Whoever that is.
All right, you go to the...
That's Elston.
I think Chris Isaac.
All right, and now let's, just to be fair...
To Joe.
Let's do Joe.
To Joe, I know you're
Let's do Joe. You're going to love this.
He's figuring out what his birthday is.
Yes, hello, Joe.
What is?
Look in your license.
What's your birthday, buddy?
What's your birthday, Joe?
May 28,
64. Here we go. Like the Energizer Bunny, isn't he?
Keeps going.
Mr. Dynamite.
That was a good hunch you had there.
Okay, Joe, your matches are Krista Miller, Kim Wilde, Allison Janney from The West Wing.
I would give anything to see you on top of her.
But listen to this. Christy Turlington and Elizabeth Perkins are also on Joe's list.
Who are you going with, Joe?
Well, I guess Christy Turlington. Yeah. She's the only one I'm even familiar with.
Although I'd like to see him with Allison Janney. I agree.
All right, that's
Don?
Yes, yeah, Mike.
There's just no way that we can do our male matches.
Because they would be our buddies.
All right, very quickly, then. We got to do this very quickly. And this website, we'll give it. It's celebmatch.com. See, it's good. It's like good for a party thing. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Since I'm already on Joe's birthday, his male matches are RuPaul, Robbie Gordon, Ken Watanabe, Michael Schumacher, and Viggo Mortensen.
We'll take RuPaul.
Joe chooses RuPaul.
Andre Johnson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's his real name. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Jim Nance is Mormon.
Oh, that's
Mormon.
Right.
Mormon. Nobody had Mormon. And you know what?
We knew that.
We knew that.
Yeah, Mike...
Yeah.
No, that was for us. We're big losers on that.
Yeah, when Mike did him the other day, he was he mentioned that. He even said something about being Mormon.
All right, well, listen, my friend.
Winner!
Did we create that, or is he really Mormon?
I think we created that, because the whole thing, it wouldn't gel. It doesn't sit right.
All right, hold on, we have another call about this. Let's see.
Didn't we create that, Mike?
I think we did.
I know that we're in that weird area where some of our stuff becomes fact.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, I have a story. I know exactly what Jim Nance is definitely Jewish. When I was a kid going to college, I was a caddy and volunteered to carry a single bag, which is about half the pay as doubles, and I got stiffed at the end of the hole.
All right. Yeah, I knew. So, right. I saw that one coming.
Right, so he's got to be Jewish.
Saw that one coming a long time.
Hold on. We'll maybe hold out on a prize for that guy if Jim Nance is a Mormon.
Yeah, Jim Nance is Mormon and Regis is gay, because we heard it on the radio.
Let's get our gays now, Buzz.
All right.
Who's next?
Well, let's see. I did mine while we were waiting. My male matches are Robbie Coltrane, Michael Keaton, Tom Wopat, Tony Shalhoub, and Michael Dudikoff.
Don't go away from Tom Wopat.
It's going to have to be Michael Keaton.
Tom Wopat's on Broadway.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that.
All right. Who's next, Buzz?
Let's see. Was Beth Ann's birthday 1961?
Yes.
Okay, then her female match would be, as we wait for the page to turn, and we continue to wait, and we watch the little symbol go around and around.
Oh, we forgot our music for Buzz.
Hadn't needed until now.
That's music for David Schwimmer.
Schwimmer.
I don't know. It's jammed up now.
All right,
it's
well,
just circling.
It's because everybody's going there now. Anyway, the chicks. For me, it's Joan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big loser in that. Mike, Bridget Fonda.
Oh, man, I think I'm the big winner overall.
Nice. Buzz, Gates McFadden. Mm-hmm. Robbie, Mira Sorvino.
I think I beat you with Mira.
Joe. Sorvino.
Maybe.
Joe may be the winner with Christy, what's her name?
Christy Turlington.
Yeah, she's a piece of ass.
But I also, if I wanted to use both mine, I'd be the big. I've got Carol Alt on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. And you'd be like half.
And then Beth Ann chose Chris Isaac out of her choices.
Right.
She's smart.
Big winner. Who's the big winner on the show today?
Seems to me Beth Ann had a more desirable choice than Chris Isaac.
You're thinking
list.
Of Buzz and Tom Wopat.
That's you at the Tom Wopat.
That's right.
Tom Wopat.
Wopat.
You'd like to pat his woe.
Whoa.
Hello.
Whoa.
Don, I'm like, whoa.
Hey, Jim Nance is not Mormon. I'm Mormon, and we know who the Mormons are, and he's not.
That's great.
I'm Catholic, and I know who the Catholics are.
Not on the list.
Don and Mike.
I gotta stop saying that. I'm really not Catholic.
No. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Ardinger. How are you?
No, this is Don and Mike. This is an unscreened call.
Hey, Don, I wanted to tell you something. I found out that me and Jim Nance have something in common. Actually, my doormat and Jim Nance has something in common. They both say, "Welcome, friends."
Okay, you collectively have only wasted 23 seconds of our valuable...
I'm so sorry.
Not really. You're not.
Where's your mom live?
I'm sorry. I'm on the list.
Where does she live? No, you're not. Where's your mom live?
Oh, Whoretown, USA.
Whoretown.
Bye-bye.
Get that right.
It's Whoreville.
Close enough. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oops.
All right. Well, I don't know what was going on
there. I was driving too fast.
Friends, I'm going to church on Georgia Avenue.
Is it still jammed up?
No, it looks like it's freed up now, and I have Beth Ann's celebrity female choices for her.
It's on Mike. On my way to temple.
Yes. Guys.
Everything's funny. With Jim Nance, every religion is funny. Hey, guys, listen. Easter Sunday, an important day for the Nances.
Shalom, guys.
I was speaking to the Nance cook. I said, please don't mix meat and dairy.
Hello, Allah? It's Jim Nance.
Time for my moment of prayer.
Up in Connecticut. Buzz, who is Beth Ann's?
Her lesbian choices would be Pam Tillis, Isabel Adjani, Christine Vanderhorst, Corey Everson, and somebody named Carolla.
Okay,
just one out.
That. Yeah. I don't know.
Not that good.
Anybody else?
I have you. Okay. Your male celebrity match would be Hank Azaria, Jet Li, Randy Johnson, Cedric the Entertainer, my personal pick.
Wow, that would be my dream.
And Damon Hunsu. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer. Go. There you go. All right.
Meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.